Heartland Bank. We mean business. The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Again.
Oh, no. Sorry.
It'll be in the book.
Not for public consumption.
Jeans.
It was about jeans, yeah.
Yeah.
It was about
jeans splicing.
Blue jeans.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was about. Welcome to the radio show that's actually two radio shows, one that's on the air.
And the better one.
And the really good one. The one I'm afraid you'll never be a part of. Unless, you know.
If we were on satellite,
we could talk about that topic.
Never turn the microphones off.
Yeah. Now, I might add, if we were on satellite, this is not so much about vulgar words as it is subject matter. You know,
right.
There's still some subject, but it's subject matter that has to do with human nature and biology. But you still can't talk about it on regular radio. Mm-hmm. We were discussing. Bodily reactions to things, to stimulation.
Sometimes the body reacts to certain stimulation in different ways.
Oh, man. And the sun came out, and now the gradual crawl up to the mid-70s weekend. Mm-hmm. That's going to be good. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Oh. Thanks, Frank. I was watching the ball game today, and they referred to it. It used to be...
Now, what ball game are you talking about?
The Cardinals. Cardinals baseball game.
It was football, baseball.
It was a noon game, and it was... and they referred to it, used to refer to noon games during the week as businessman special.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do that anymore.
No, now they're business person special.
That's crazy.
Oh, thank goodness. Business. Why even the person?
That always bothered me. Yeah,
are you
serious? That always bothered me. I didn't say anything for years.
Yeah.
But that businessman thing.
Hey, I heard another term the other day, the rubber game of a series.
Yeah. That's always
rubber
been.
Rubber match, the one in between.
That's always
no,
been.
But it's
rubber
like
game.
If it's a three-game series, then
you win one, the other guy wins one, and then the last game's the rubber game.
The rubber game,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, you know, like they have bat night or cap night, they give out rubbers.
Yeah.
They do.
So that's the rubber game. For you, everybody who goes through the turnstile gets a free rubber.
So it has two. And two names.
Yeah.
But why the rubber game of a series?
Because it could bounce either way.
Yeah.
You idiot.
You go to either
stupid
team.
Idiot.
If the Cardinals win, then
well,
they
just
win
think
that
of
series.
It as a Super Bowl game. Does that help?
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super
they're kind of rubbery.
Ball.
They bounce. See?
Remember how big Super Bowls were?
Oh, they were huge.
TV commercials? Did you have one?
No, that was after my time. That came out like in the early 70s, I think.
Oh, Super
Bowl. Yeah, it did. Early 70s.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
I thought 60.
Because I got one.
A box of them at home. A whole box of them.
Man, they would. I remember the TV commercial. It bounced over the house.
I remember the first time I saw one. I think, I don't know if it was in a plaza like this, but it was like a shopping center, and somebody threw a ball down, and it bounced up so high.
You couldn't stop it from bouncing. You couldn't stop it. I threw one down. I think it was about 1971. It's still bouncing right now.
Yeah, sure. It is.
And some of them would be lopsided, so the bounces would counter back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Then somebody put out a little manual of ways you could throw it and have it hit and skid like in a, and it would bounce and shoot off at different angles, like throwing a curveball.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then I know they put little bitty ones in those machines where you, for a quarter you get the little plastic capsule and get little bitty Super Bowl.
So you kids now, you high tech kids,
still have them.
This is how poor we were.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got all excited over a ball.
The Super Bowl was just one size. Now they have different
sizes.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Super Bowls. They
The old poor days.
Yeah.
The old poor days.
They used to walk
the old depression back in the 60s.
Let me tell you young people something.
Yeah.
We're the generation that when we were kids, we thought the greatest thing in the world was a paddle with a rubber ball and a rubber band on it.
And, which one came first, that one or the Super Bowl?
No, that
paddle.
The ball and paddle went around forever.
When we were kids, we would play with like a 4-foot plastic ring that you'd swing around your body.
kids would not go for that today. You know, if you took a 10-year-old kid today, I'm not kidding, and you put out on display a Super Bowl, which is just a rubber ball, a ball and paddle on a rubber band, and a hula hoop.
The hula hoops, ball and jacks.
Hula hoops are back.
Ball and jacks.
Yeah.
Frisbee.
Frisbees are.
They would walk through going.
Yeah.
Where's the control panel? This must be an archaeological dig from the ancient Egyptians or something. None of it required any electricity or controls or anything. The amazing one. Well, we can't. If we keep talking about this, we're going to start sounding like the other station, old folks station.
They don't talk about fun stuff.
No, you know what? You're right.
Okay.
They don't talk about fun stuff.
Good.
Tops.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what'll happen is tops and yo-yos come back like every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually threw the top, didn't you? And it
with a string.
The string came loose, and it just it was.
Right.
If you did it right, that thing had spin for half an hour. I mean, it was.
I think the Jewish community calls that a dreidel.
Dreidel, I think, is different than a regular top.
Okay, I don't know that. What was it? There was another thing.
There was metal tops were neat because you just
the pump handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would spin
those
forever.
Things,
yeah, those were really cool.
It's time for yo-yos again. Because yo-yos make an appearance every so many years, and we've had a drought. It's time.
And wasn't a gyroscope similar to that? I can't remember it.
Well,
exactly.
it was an actual gyroscope, and you could hold it on a string, and it would balance.
It was red and
had,
silver.
It had a silver and red wheel that you pulled with a string and got it spinning. And it was a gyroscope, so you could any angle it would maintain its balance. Yeah, that was a neat thing. I'm sorry everybody. I mean, I know that
I'm an old man.
Well, you know, I know that if you're under 40, you're sitting there going, please.
How did we got off on that talking about a business person special?
Well, that's how things have changed.
you can't
do that anymore. But Dan Strauss again, everybody.
I had one more thing.
All right,
this Washington U thing. Where the students are doing the sit-in.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they're doing that, because they're not doing that for their wages. They're doing that for
other
workers.
People.
Well, maybe
other
they care people Dan, do something for other people.
And maybe they care about others.
I guess they do.
I know that seems strange to you.
I'm going to tell you something.
I don't understand that.
If I were a parent, I was thinking about this last night. If I had a child who was attending WashU, and I don't care if they're on a scholarship or I'm paying for it, And they have staged this sick out, hunger strike, sit in, whatever. They are missing classes. They are missing.
Hope for other people can get higher wages if they get below average wages, but to take your parents' money.
Right. And see,
or scholarship money.
But that's what nobody ever discusses, because they're afraid to mention
I'm not.
They are proponents of what they're doing. Well, good for those kids, because they're thinking of others, they're taking up a cause. Wait a second. Mommy and daddy, in a lot of cases, they had to borrow the money for them to go to that school. And I think the cause is great, but there are other ways. you can do it and still go to school.
Oh, yeah.
And not throw mommy and daddy's money down the drain.
Or scholarship money.
Every Saturday or Sunday afternoon, protest around the arch. Say, give the WashU janitors more money or something like that. They would still get the.
I think if you could, if you call attention to it, to the part of the community who can put the pressure on and do something about it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not. I don't. Yeah, I'm with you. That's a lot of money to pay to have kids not go to. I don't care if you're not going to class because you're drinking or making out or fishing or protesting. You're not going to class.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of these protesters' parents were grungy WashU students back in the '60s. Protesting the Vietnam War, you know, or protesting whatever they wanted, a nuclear arms, whatever, at the time. So their parents probably say, hey, good for you.
Keep off the old block.
Yeah.
I did it. Maybe, maybe not. I think they will if they've got money. But otherwise, it changes your tune a little bit when you're on the parent end, not the student end. So we'll see. Now, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I mentioned this. I think it's been a couple of years since I mentioned it. The nursing school there, that is the leading sponge bath, the leading sponge bath teaching university in the country.
WashU.
WashU.
Wow.
WashU?
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. All right. Get back in class.
Anything else, Dan? Dan,
anything else?
No.
You had the floor.
No, I'm done.
He didn't get. He didn't relinquish the floor.
No, he gets on the phone.
Good night. He doesn't know Robert's Rules of Order. Remember that in school?
Sure.
And you never used it again, unless you're in the city council or something. Anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah, I got a quick one.
Terry Daly,
well,
everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank. I don't mean to harp on this because this isn't something we do on this show. I just, it's good cause. ALS, it's a golf tournament. But the other day we mentioned this golf tournament. It's Beffa's Restaurants Golf Tournament. And I don't know if you knew this or not. I didn't know this. We just said call Beffa's to get all the information. Beffa's doesn't have a phone.
Are you serious?
They don't?
They're one of those places. I don't even think. I went down there once. I don't even think they have their name on the outside of the building. It's like
You know what?
Like the secret place.
Listen, you're harping on it again. You said I don't mean to harp.
Oh, harp.
See what I did there?
Yeah. But if you want information for a good cause, the ALS Golf Tournament that's on May 16th, call Carol and write this number down, 314-974-2422. And Frank and I both, and probably other people in this room, have good people we've lost to the ALS. So it's May 16th, and it'll be a good golf tournament and a barbecue afterwards and everything like that. Okay.
All right. Yeah, is that it for you?
That's it.
All right. I think the Burt segment is officially closed. All right. We're going to go to the phones. Actually, we could go right now, but I worked on something here, and I'm kind of proud of it. I'd like to share it with you. We now have on the air, we have Germex, mentioned the other day, Germex and Car-X. Mm. And I thought this could be the beginning of the all-X-sponsored radio show. Hey. And maybe even change the station call letters to KXXX. And I've got some sponsors, and I'd like to, if you people at these companies are listening, we'd love to have you come on board here and eventually be the exclusive sponsors of the show. We have Germex, we have CarX. So here's who we're looking for. Tilex, Silex, Somonex, Rolex, Rain-X, Shed-X, Pyrex, Playtex, Kotex, FedEx, CrewX, RidEx, and CarMex.
Wow.
Now you got something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are others that I...
Triple X rated.
Yeah, and the XXX video store. Yeah, you're on there too. Okay, 314-969, KTRS, soon to be KTRX, maybe. 1-888, no, 1-800. What the heck?
888-550-KTRS.
You know what I do? I just looked at the calendar. I don't think we've had any time. I think it's been 3 weeks since we had time off. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. No, tops are back, Frank, but they're called Beyblades. And what it is that you take your little friend has a Beyblade, and you have a Beyblade, and then you spin them, and you let them battle each other, and whoever's top is left in this little stadium is the winner.
Why do they call them Gay Blades?
Beyblades.
Why do they call them Beyblades?
I don't know. Ask my 6-year-old, and it's a cartoon, and it's from Japan.
Okay, more of that Japanese
anime.
Stuff.
Yeah,
anime.
Yeah, it's an anime thing, and so that.
And they
what,
can call it whatever they want. That's cool and hip, but it is Tops. It's the same concept.
It is Tops. Yeah, my 6-year-old plays with them. I'm like, I used to play with these when I was little, and
wow.
My son was like, you played with Beyblades? I was like, no, I played with Tops. No, Mom, these are Beyblades.
Yeah, Mom, get with it. All right, Sarah, how old are you?
27.
Favorite age.
Oh, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm 28. Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Favorite age. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, you know, how about that? You bring something back, and you just change the name of it.
Sure.
And then your kids, when they find out, hey, we had the same thing, they can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They think, this is, I discovered this, my crowd discovered
Whoa.
This. No, in some form, it's probably
right.
been around before. I'll tell you the most amazing thing to me about toys, toys for little kids now, and the most, I guess, advancement in toys. You guys remember... And I think this was the first toy that actually talked, Chatty Cathy.
Oh, yes.
And you pull a string.
Yes.
And it was really crude.
Yes.
And,
I love you.
Shut
you
the hell
well,
up.
It was very cool because they had little records that would go inside the doll in her back.
Yes, tiny little discs.
They were little white records.
And even if it was brand new, when you pull the string, here's what it sounded like.
Let's go to the store.
Yeah, always get there.
It was horrible. And now...
Oh, but we thought that was just the coolest thing.
These toys now with miniature hard drive audio in them, the quality, I mean, the reproduction is absolutely
mm-hmm.
perfect. It's beyond belief. Even inexpensive
mm-hmm.
kids' toys.
I'll tell you, the other toy, the other doll that I remember, and I got one of these when I fell off the slide in first grade... because Greg Niemiller pushed me off, he later admitted, and I was in the hospital with a concussion.
I bet he's in jail now.
Yeah, she turned him
Hi,
into
Greg,
the FBI.
No,
yeah.
You're a great guy. But,
well, Karen, just
when I was
on, hold on a minute, because I almost welled up.
I know.
At the thought of, you
Karen.
Almost weren't part of the
right,
show.
I know,
man.
I know.
Why, we could have never met you.
Yeah, right.
Merle called in. He's clapping, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he is today. But I fell off the slide, had a concussion, stayed overnight in the hospital, and I remember from, I think it was my dad's boss, I got a Thumbelina doll.
Ooh.
And Thumbelina dolls had a little dial on the back or a knob that you would wind up, and then the baby would move like a real doll.
Thumbelina,
so cool.
Tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing, Thumbelina makes no difference if you're very small.
Oh.
When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Mm. Oh,
what the hell?
I don't know if I had done that or not.
Nothing to do with the doll.
Here's Frank, a little Frank, at 6 years old, playing in his bedroom with his Thumbelina doll.
Well, you know what? It could be worse. Bugface walks in on you right now and thinks you're playing with Thumbelina.
Nope.
Hey, where'd you get the miniature Thumbelina?
Yeah, in your lap. It's always in your lap.
Looks like you're just watching Baywatch.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I am AM and PM.
Thank you.
And thank you, God. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi, John.
Thumbelina.
Yeah.
All right, I got two comments and a comment on the Wash U thing. Frank, last week you were wondering if people were listening to the show because of opening day for the Cardinals.
No, we never said we were wondering if they were listening. We said we had, I think it was 1,990,000 listeners or something.
Well, I'm one of them, and because I had season tickets for years. I took my three sons out of school every opening day for years, but I can't stand watching or listening to baseball on radio, and so I found you like 5 years ago, and I've listened to you every day since.
Nice, John.
And I know you're going to make fun of this.
I keep waiting for however.
Hey, there's no however, even with Reggie. But the thing is, you guys have got to know you are the smartest and fastest people who have ever been on radio.
I agree with the smartest.
What are you talking about, Frank?
Fastest.
I mean, Frank, I mean, I got cold chills when I listened to you do Thumbelina.
Oh,
well,
we got
sick. Not many people, John, can sing Thumbelina, can recite.
Well, I know. I mean, you got to be one of the few people in the country. Anyway, Wash You.
Anyway.
Thank you, Bernice, of heaven.
Yeah.
Love you. Okay, so the thing is that all these, there's like 15 students at Washington University getting, you know, like incredible coverage.
Right.
The people at Washington University who are being paid for the jobs they're protesting, they need more money, not only get a lot of money in terms of relative to their jobs in other places, but they're also getting benefits, and the 15 kids have no backup. Even the professors who can't be fired are not there, and there are no people who actually are working people who are there supporting them or sitting in, and, you know, as sad as it might sound, I think that the chancellor is, they came up with $500,000 because the kids want 2.4, and they came up with $500,000 to make sure that the kids who are taking a position, who are showing integrity and trying to put themselves on the line, they came up with $500,000, and so university has to be at a point now where they're not going to have to back down. They shouldn't back down. And these kids at $40,000 a year are going to be, and they should be, expelled.
Well, didn't I hear that they're going to kick them out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, John, you just brought up a very interesting point. Usually, in a situation where it's warranted, somebody steps in and says, I'm joining these students. Like you said, a professor who couldn't be fired says, they're right. I back them 100%. Here's the other problem. What the students don't realize is, one, they probably don't have all the facts. I doubt that they have in front of them the entire benefits and retirement package that these people have. They just heard somewhere, oh, they make how much an hour? And here's the other thing they don't realize. If a place like Wash U allows students to start dictating how they do everything, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Students can't run the business of Wash U.
Hey, I was in protest in 68 and 69 at Ohio State. I was in Chicago, also St. Louis. And in those days, what happened was the Columbus police, Chicago police, or the National Guard came out and beat the heck out of you. The difference is that there are, on the South 40, which is the dorm area, not including all of the apartments and graduate students, there are 3,000 students, and there are only 15 who are causing this event.
But, John, they got on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good story, and that's the beginning and end of it, and if all 15 of them get expelled, they will learn a lesson. The final thing, my uncle, when I was a flaming liberal back in 65 through 72, my uncle said, Johnny, Brian, remember this. When you're 20, if you don't have a heart, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart.
If you're not.
By the time you're 50, you don't have a brain.
Right.
If you're not a conservative.
If you're conservative. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, thank you. You got the greatest show ever in the history of radio.
John, thank you very much for the call. Points well taken. Appreciate it. Guy who gave up opening day baseball radio for this show.
Wow.
The thing is, too, you gotta blame the media for covering. Come on, 15.
They run down there. One of these students on their nice little cell phone their parents provided them calls and says, we're having a protest at Wash U, and all media.
Now it's a hunger strike. Okay, so more coverage.
I hope they don't die.
Well, I see a kid interviewed last night, and he's, how are you feeling? Yeah. Well, I'm still pretty alert.
Don't take those cameras down there. But for 15 people who have no support or backup, just that's the problem. We have to. Maybe that kid on the hunger strike is listening when I start talking about Deerberg 15-hour sale. Dan Strauss's favorite thing.
Oh yeah,
I got the
flyer.
Dan, you know it's coming up.
Yep.
It is this Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's going to be hard to keep on the hunger strike when you start hearing this stuff. It is Dan Strauss's favorite event at Deerberg's, but so that the people aren't scared off, the chance of your going to the same store Dan's in at the same time. Slim!
Yeah,
Slim!
I'll probably be at the Oakville location.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I usually go in the morning before I go
that
to
manager
work.
Right now is going, don't! Don't! Don't say it! This Thursday, April 14th, 15-hour sale, 8 in the morning till 11 at night. Very low prices. You will not find another grocery sale like this anywhere in St. Louis, and they have great bargains on meat, seafood, produce in the deli, in the bakery departments. A couple of examples here. Hunter sliced bacon and League Leader beef hot dogs, $1.69 per package. You save up to $1.80. Lucia's thin crust pizzas, $2.47 each.
For a whole pizza.
Great. That is so great.
Fritos corn chips, Cheetos, and Frito-Lay dip, just 99 cents each. King crab legs. If you know the cost of crab legs, you'll love this. $9.99 a pound. That's cheap. And for the kids, Smucker's grape jelly, 99 cents a jar, and 8-count boxes of Rice Krispie treats, only 99 cents. It's Thursday. It's the 15-hour sale. Only one place, folks, Deerberg's.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
This is Vince Blair, specializing in health insurance for families and individuals. For over 15 years, we have helped our policyholders find the right health insurance plan for them. If you live in Missouri or Illinois, you can call our office and tell us your personal situation and need. If you currently pay for your own health insurance because you are self-employed, on COBRA, or your group plan at work is expensive, we would like to help you. When you do contact us, I think you will know right away you found the right place for your health insurance needs. You can expect to receive premium quotes right on the phone, get answers to any questions you may have, check for your doctors, and most of all, see if you can begin lowering your premiums today. There are no gimmicks. There are honest and exciting choices. For your health insurance and dental insurance needs, you can find us at VincentKBlair.com or call our office at 314-961-7777. That is VincentKBlair.com or 961-ALL-7.
Hi, I'm Ellen Deerberg, and I want to talk to you about family and business. My great-grandfather started First Bank in 1910. He was an upstanding man with strong values and a commitment to the community. These values are at the core of First Bank. We're large enough to serve all your financial needs, yet small enough to care. And we get to know you by name. With over 165 branches, we're close to where you work and where you live. We offer full-service banking and handle everything from commercial real estate to online bill pay and everything in between. We're fast, friendly, and most importantly, not for sale. First Bank has been in our family for over 95 years, and we're going to keep it that way. I know it may be corny to talk about family and values when describing a bank, but when you help people buy a home, put kids through college, and see the smile of an 8-year-old that just opened her very own savings account, it makes you feel really good. If you don't bank with us, I'd like for you to give us a chance. We'll treat you like family.
First Bank, member FDIC. The fabulous showrooms at both Hearthside Grill and Fireplace locations are blooming with new 2005 top-of-the-line grills at great prices. From natural gas and propane to charcoal, Hearthside carries only the best names in grilling. Weber is the standard bearer of grilling excellence since they first introduced the kettle charcoal grill in 1951. If your grill is on its last leg, stop by Hearthside for a new Weber Gold charcoal grill. For one of those who love grilling with charcoal but hate the weight, the Weber Performer's gas ignition system lights the charcoal for you. Or step up to the ultimate level of grilling sophistication with a new 2005 Weber Platinum Series gas grill. In stock now. And for a limited time, all remaining 2004 Weber gas grills are on sale. Get a great deal plus a 20-pound propane cylinder with each 2004 Weber gas grill sold. Stop by either Hearthside location at 418 South Belt East in Belleville or at the Wilkie Builders Mart in Shiloh today.
Hearthside Grill and Fireplace, the heart of the home.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
I'm pretty comfortable being out of control and being uncomfortable. And, yeah, you think you control what's going on around you, but guess what? It ain't all up to you. That's the light going on, that you control what you can control, and you learn how to ride the rest of the stuff with grace. Just don't panic and try and look cool doing it, you know?
But... Jockey, what's in your comfort zone?
Just more and more and more, I think. And that is impossible to satisfy. Impossible. And I know that there's a certain kind of a comfort in the beginning of that, but the more I buck that, the better I feel. You know, I don't buy that lampshade, and I feel better that I didn't get that lampshade. I didn't need the lampshade or that extra credit card. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm totally satisfied, but I can see the peace in that. I don't want more anymore, you know?
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
343 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic. It's sponsored by Captain D's Restaurants. Captain D's new jumbo chicken tenders. Savor their big, delicious flavor alone or mix them up. Your chicken tenders with maybe a fish or shrimp. A combo complete with fries, hush puppies, and a drink just $3.99 only at Captain D's. Southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Manchester, an accident. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40, heavy from Hanley out to Laclede Station. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, a stalled vehicle in the left lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 at 55, debris on the roadway, and reportedly it's a piece of plywood. Southbound 270 slow, Manchester through Doherty Ferry, and downtown the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are beginning to line up. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale, going on now.
Raise it, Mama!
What's the name, Dion?
Yeah.
That's her, all right. Sounds like the Macarena. Back to the call, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Marv.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, this is Marv in Florissant. I don't mean to bring you guys down or anything like that. I just want to emphasize and to... the Wrangler was talking about.
Right.
I lost my brother last week to ALS. He was had been a pretty healthy 60, 5-year-old man, or 4 at that time. Mm-hmm. And it took about a year for him to just totally shrink and just go into nothing. And so it's over. But I just, if people don't know what ALS is, it's maybe they should know. Maybe we should support this kind of thing. And, you know, that's about it.
Marv, you know the problem with ALS? The problem is, unless you watch somebody die from it, you really can never get it. Mm-hmm. You don't really understand what a nasty thing it is.
Yeah. That's it, Frank. You know, it's so frustrating to go over there and to see him, and there's nothing you can do.
Mm-mm.
No,
absolutely nothing you can say. How can I help? What can I do?
Yeah.
And you can't do a damn thing. The doctors just shake their heads and they say, well, you know, nothing. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Marv, sorry about your brother.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Neuromuscular, that's why it takes money for research, you know, money for anywhere.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money, and there's some things that, you know, I don't know that they'll ever cure, but here's the thing, and then we'll get off of this and move on to some fun stuff, but here's the thing, if you take the attitude and say, well, what's the point of all that money? They're never going to cure it. Look at Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy, which this is a form of, all these years and all these millions and millions. Mm-hmm. But what you're not thinking about is the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and especially in this case the ALS division of that. That money also goes to, when somebody gets ALS, they need a lot of stuff.
Mm.
They need personal assistance. They need a wheelchair. They need a special everything. And it gets progressively worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Those ALS people, man, they're at the house. What do you need? Here's, we have it. You know, and it makes the difference, all the difference in the world for people who can't pay $20,000 for a wheelchair. And if you don't think a wheelchair for these people costs $20,000, you're wrong. Go out and price them.
That's right.
That is what they cost. And most people can't do that. In many, many cases, they don't have to. They make a phone call, and that wheelchair is delivered. So that's where, you know, the money goes. Let's go to Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, Frank. Good afternoon to everybody.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
And speaking of toys, and by the way, hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Don.
That reminded me of a Slinky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, speaking of toys, Super Ball, really seemed like something you could only use one or two times. I remember having several, and the one thing I always wanted to do with those things was just, you know, throw them on the ground as hard as I could,
yeah,
and see how high they would go.
Well, I did that once, and I never saw it again.
That's right.
Or just have it careen off every wall in the room. Just
or they'd land on some roof where you couldn't get to it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you threw it down on the concrete, you might not ever see it again. It'd go over your house. And
yeah, but did you ever notice, though, that you can never resist the temptation of wanting to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you wanted to throw it on the ground as hard as you could.
Yeah.
See how high it would go.
The best was in the hallway in high school. Because those hard, and it'd bounce off lockers and down the hall, kids chasing it, and it'd go every direction in the world. They were great.
Because most balls that we were familiar with when we were little kids were like those dodge balls, those big orange, just, you know, they'd bounce up maybe 10 feet tops, you know.
Right.
All right, Don.
Hey, another toy I was thinking, I just wanted to say, I think, personally, one of the greatest toys ever invented was the erector set.
You know, I never was able or smart enough to make anything with an erector set.
I understood it, but I'm like you. I couldn't do anything. There's some kids that can make, you know, cranes.
You
got to
be like a junior engineer to make that thing.
It seems like Legos were the thing that more people... Yeah.
Dumb kids could do Legos.
Yeah, and then
Tinkerbell. The thing about Legos, you could do something simple like put a cube and go, look, a little house.
Or just a tower, stack them.
Yeah, hey, look, a tower, and all you did was stack them. You can't do that with an erector set. You got to really turn something out.
Yeah, it's all precision. You got to line up the screws right.
You know what would be an interesting publication? I don't know if there's a list anywhere, there probably is on the internet, of when certain toys were invented, because you think you remember them from when you were a kid, but you might remember them from when your kids were kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see.
Speaking of the record set, I think it goes back to the early 1900s.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Your kid, really?
Terry has an erection kit right now.
It's a pump thing.
He's
had that for a few years.
Hey, Don, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right, there goes Don.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Here comes America. I got an interesting email the other day from a guy. He wanted me to explain how it was a good idea to buy a car on money that you call American Equity Mortgage. You take a home equity loan, buy a car. He said, how can that be a good idea? Now you're taking 30 years to pay off your car. So I wrote him back, and it took a while to explain it to him. And I said, here's what you're doing. You are, instead of paying off a car at a real high interest rate and adding a large payment to the house payment you already have, now you've got bills you might not be able to pay. Because there are some people that just flat want a new car. They want a new car. Maybe they really shouldn't be buying a new car, but you know what? Life is short and they want a new car. So you do it in a way that's affordable. If it's not affordable to have a totally separate big fat payment for car payment, then you get a home equity loan from, we would hope you would at least call, American Equity Mortgage. Becomes part of your house payment. It adds a little to the house payment. It's over 30 years. It's not a lot. Plus the fact that that interest is deductible. That car loan interest is not deductible through the dealer or anybody else. It used to be, in the good old days, you could deduct, when you did your taxes, the interest on your car payment and anything else you finance. You could deduct all kinds of things, but anymore, about the only big deduction is your house. So it really does make sense. And if you want to pay that house off early and not take 30 years, that's up to you. So it really does work out for many people to be the smart way to borrow money to get that car or that boat or pay for that vacation or whatever. They'll tell you more than I ever could, because they're in the business at American Equity Mortgage. And if you've been told no by somebody before because of your credit history or because of whatever, give them a chance to say yes at American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. Open evenings till 8.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. As for the distinctive angular styling of CTS, let's just say it's sharper than the famous Wildean wit. Is it conceited to call CTS world class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Test drive a new 2005 Cadillac CTS and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
I've been telling you about Zero Res for months, how they had the highest cleaning results ever posted, how our carpets have remained clean for, 8 months now? They're still clean. Still clean. And it's because they leave zero residue behind. They do the cleaning the right way, the only way, the Zero Res way. Zero Res is recommended by a major U.S. carpet manufacturer, and not just for cleaning your carpets either. Carpet and your tile and your grout, the upholstery in your house, your hand-woven area rugs, your air ducts, your filters, and so much more. Call now to schedule your carpet or your whole house cleaning and experience the difference as I did. You will be a believer too. Patented, soap-free, no residue, the only way to clean your home, Zero Res. The number is 1-866-0-RES. That's 866-937-6739. Visit them online at zeroresidue.com.
At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale, going on now.
Jim.
Oh,
I wore a tie today.
Oh, man. This is great.
The first one that I
ever wore. Come on, everybody. Come on,
you know it.
excuse me. You'd have said
that I look like a dummy.
I look like a dummy.
You look like a dork.
Out of a dry goods store.
Do the Thumbelina thing. I'd rather get
Jim.
Oh,
Jim.
Jim, the preacher said.
Jim, the preacher said.
But I didn't hear.
Hey, watch it. He's dead.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
I don't think George Gershwin ever used the word dummy in one of his songs.
No. That's why his stuff was never successful.
Right.
Yeah. All right, that is, I guess this is Waylon, Johnny. Is this the Highwayman? This must be Chris Christopher.
Yeah,
all these guys singing Jim, the great Eddie Arnold song that everybody makes fun of in this room, but it's about a funeral, and I don't think that's very respectful.
Wait, he's buying a tie for his buddy's funeral, right?
Yeah.
So he died out in the rain.
Well, there's not the music, man.
Jim, I wore a tie today.
You know what? It's a sad song. Jim, it's called
Jim.
It sure is. It's called Jim, I Wore a Tie Today. And the words, Jim, I Wore a Tie Today, the first one that I ever wore. And you'd have said I look like a dummy out of a dry goods store. Meaning a mannequin. A dry goods store. Yeah, you people are going to hell.
You're
going to
burn
in hell.
You'll be, that's okay.
Here's Rick. Hello, Rick, how are you?
Fine. Name in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I know it's a little late, but talk about the Burke Report. I worked with Mr. Burke for quite a few years.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's the Burke segment. You're close, and were you a teacher?
Yes.
What did you teach?
Well, I taught English.
Yeah.
And I taught with Jack until he retired. And yeah. A couple of weeks ago, you talked about morticians and how it was a family. I don't know if you remember the family
thing. Yeah, yeah. It's usually a family business.
His son became a mortician.
No kidding.
Yes.
All right. Well, nice to talk to a co-worker of Mr. Burke's.
He's a great person.
Yes, he was. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. I was some people last night. They had Mr. Burke as a cash guy. I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
Everybody who was in this guy's class
turned out to be something.
Well, I don't know about that. I was in his class, but they all he just made such an impression. He was one of those teachers. Here's Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Frank and the gang.
Hey, Todd.
Todd,
I got 1 minute.
Hope you're all doing well. I hate to disagree with the majority of the folks in the studio there, but I think Frank is correct in his estimation on the Super Bowl being manufactured in the late 60s. I think probably about 1967 or 68,
mm-hmm.
to be exact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Todd, it happens a lot that I'm right.
Oh.
I'm going.
The king is always right.
I'm not the king.
To protect my reputation, I said it was after I was grown up, and
yeah.
I was
grown up
drinking in bars. But
you're grown up in 1952. We'll check into it, Todd. We'll go online and see when the Super Bowl was created.
All right, sir. You'll have a good rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye bye.
That's kind of different. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because it's too late to tell somebody.
This is morning.
Yeah. It's too late to tell somebody to have a
good day.
Because
yeah.
part of it's over.
Already been horrible by now.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
It's just a part of a day. Mm-hmm. I don't have quite enough time to go back to the phones, so let's make ourselves thirsty and hungry. And you can do that. Mind over matter. Your mind right now can tell your body to actually taste the shrimp and the burgers at Fast Eddie's. And if you've been there.
Those old shrimp, they're nice.
See, you're already doing it.
I know.
You're already thinking about it.
I love those burgers.
I can taste the cocktail sauce right now.
Oh, yeah.
They make their own. You peel that shrimp and dip those shrimp in there. Whew, it's good. It's a bar. Fast Eddie's is a bar. Sounds like a restaurant, but it's really a bar. And they serve... I saw the numbers on how many cold beers they were. It was beyond belief. I remember that August Bush IV was jealous that Eddie's had
put
that
out
much
more
beer
than Anheuser Busch.
Yes. And you know, as long as you drink responsibly, you're going to have a great time over there. A lot of cold drinks, food that's so cheap it's practically free, but it's some of the best that you're going to taste around. That's Fast Eddie's Bon Air, world famous in Alton, Illinois. It is 4 o'clock.
From ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston. He carried out the Olympic Park bombing in 1996 and let someone else take the blame for it. He also bombed a Birmingham, Alabama women's clinic 2 years later and carried out two other bombings in Atlanta in the 90s. Today, four guilty pleas from Eric Rudolph, three in Atlanta, one in Birmingham. Reporter Neil Vickers was in court there.
Rudolph winked in the direction of the prosecutors as he shuffled into the courtroom with his legs shackled. He explained he understood what he was doing and seemed proud to admit that he had killed a policeman and injured a nurse planting a bomb outside a Birmingham abortion clinic in 1998. Dressed in an orange jail jumpsuit over a cotton thermal top, Rudolph followed his attorney through the hour-long proceedings, admitting his deeds and giving up his possibility to appeal.
He also avoided the death penalty. At the Michael Jackson trial, the mother of Jackson's accuser is on the stand refusing to say anything about whether she took welfare payments she wasn't supposed to get. She is talking about Jackson. ABC's Alex Stone is at the courthouse.
The accuser's mother talked about her son meeting Michael Jackson while he was undergoing cancer treatment. She said Jackson and her son made many phone calls to each other, and she started to feel uneasy about how often they were talking. Defense attorneys are expected to go after the woman's credibility, saying she is a liar and a fraud.
House Republicans once again pushing a plan to repeal the estate tax. Republican Katie Holsoff from Missouri says small businesses and farmers are being hurt by the $3 million cap on exemptions for inheriting an estate.
As a matter of basic fairness, we must permanently repeal the death tax. Now, the death of a family member, quite simply, should not be a taxable event.
But Democrat Jim McDermott says farmers aren't the ones being hurt.
This is not about real people. This is about very, very, very rich people.
911 dispatcher in Texas has been reprimanded after asking a suburban Fort Worth mom who called saying she couldn't control her daughter. Okay, what do you want us to do? Come over and shoot her? You're listening to ABC News.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Mitowski?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jimmy, from One Hour Photo.
Oh, okay.
We miss you and the family down here.
Oh.
Did you lose your camera?
See, we just got an HP printer, the 1315 all-in-one.
Oh, it's an HP all-in-one printer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to print our pictures at home.
Really?
Yeah, this little thing scans old photos, too.
Oh, it sounds complicated.
Oh, no, it's easy. I can even make color copies, all with one little button.
So that's it. Well, I've got a one button, too. Or do you prefer number two?
I'm hanging up now.
Call 800-616-MY-HP and use our $20 mail-in rebate to bring the cost of the brilliantly simple HP 1315 all-in-one printer from $99 to just $79. Call 800-616-MY-HP today, and you'll also get free shipping and a 100-sheet premium photo paper pack.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Despite warnings from the school that they are violating the judicial code, Washington University students continue their sit-in this hour and also a hunger strike for higher wages for campus workers. Ozuga Uzama tells KTRS's McGraw-Millhaven the university has ethics and morals she doesn't stand for.
If they think that expelling me is going to make this issue go away, then I think that they're seriously wrong. They're seriously mistaken.
Ozuma is demanding the university's groundskeepers, custodial, and food service workers be paid what she calls a livable wage. Washington University is calling the hunger strike a dangerous action that could make the students a danger to themselves. The Denny's restaurant on Olive and Creve Coeur still closed at this hour. An afternoon armed robbery. No injuries are reported. Police still on the scene. Certification hearings were held today for two St. Louis juveniles. They're charged with felony robbery and murder to determine if they'll stand trial as adults.
The histories of the two juvenile girls, including their drug use, sexual activity, and absence from school, were brought up, as they will soon learn if they will be certified to stand trial as adults. The felony robbery and murder charges stem from the December killing of 62-year-old Joanne Foster in St. Louis. Both girls' juvenile officers recommended that they stand trial as adults, calling the crimes cool and calculated. A third teenage suspect will have a status conference. The judge is expected to make a decision by the end of this week. In Midtown St. Louis, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
The prosecution continues to call witnesses this afternoon in the trial of a St. Louis man accused of a deadly 2003 rampage. 19-year-old Antonio Howard is charged with second-degree murder and 27 other counts. No arrests. The overnight killing of a St. Louis teenager, 17-year-old Richard Harris, was shot to death. His body found in the street, 20th and Prairie. No word on a motive. Amidst blistering criticism from Missouri senior senator and some farm groups, the Army Corps of Engineers this afternoon updating its operating plan for the Missouri River. Corps spokesman Paul Johnston says despite the criticism, the shortening of this summer's downriver navigation season by up to 2 months is necessary.
In most years, there's enough water to meet everybody's need, but when we get into a significant drought, the Corps' responsibility is to try to balance everybody's needs, but at a lower level, and that's the situation we're in right now.
However, U.S. Senator Kit Bond views it differently. Bond tells KTRS News the Corps has come out with a ridiculously inadequate assessment of what river transportation means to Missouri farmers. On Wall Street, the Dow closes the day down 104, NASDAQ down 31, and the S&P is down 13. Meteorologist Scott Connell's KTRS Doppler 5 forecast clear tonight, our low down to 40, and tomorrow sunny and a high of 65. It's 59. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date. Karen Vail joins us with traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by tonight's Billy Graham TV special, How Do You Survive in a World of Uncertainty? Don't miss Billy Graham as he shares a message of hope and tells how to find true peace. That is tonight at 7 on KMOV Channel 4. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, a stalled vehicle. The left lane is blocked. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, slow traffic. Eastbound 44 at 55, some debris in the roadway, maybe a piece of plywood. Southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic. Downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are lining up. And on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive at Semple Avenue, an accident. That one's involving a motorcycle. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Play it to the max. Push it to the limit. Get out of that rut. Don't you wait another minute, no. You know you gotta get the Harris. Oh, yeah!
Get to Harris St. Louis today and play $100 on us. Just sign up for a brand new Total Rewards account today. Then play any of your favorite hot slots. We'll cover your losses for your first continuous half hour of slot play on the day of sign-up. We'll reimburse your losses up to $100. Guaranteed. And you'll be part of Total Rewards, the best loyalty program nationwide. For more information about Play $100 on Us, go to Harris.com or visit the Total Rewards Center. Stop by today and play $100 on Us. Only at Harris St. Louis.
You know you gotta get to Harris. Oh, yeah!
Some restrictions apply. Applies to slot play only. See Total Rewards Center for complete details. Losses will be reimbursed by mail in the form of a voucher. Voucher valid for 30 days. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF.
New York Times bestselling authors Janet Ivanovich and Charlotte Hughes are at it again in their wild new novel, Full Bloom. In Full Bloom, you'll head to a small southern town where temptation is ripe and life is full of big surprises, scorching heat, a sexy stranger, and some hot-blooded crimes of passion. Don't miss Full Bloom from bestselling authors Janet Ivanovich and Charlotte Hughes. Believe me, they're no shrinking violets. Full Bloom, brand new from St. Martin's Paperbacks.
Who's behind the door?
Barry.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window.
Who's behind the window?
Barry.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window.
Trust Barry Door and Window for window and door installation. Locally owned and operated, Barry Door and Window. Our crews and craftsmen live in your neighborhood. We don't hire subcontractors. From energy-efficient windows and doors to garage door sales and service, we stand behind it.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window. Call 423-DOOR, 423-D-O-O-R.
Barry Door and Window.
Call 423-DOOR.
I'm really behind on my bills. I do own my home, but my credit isn't exactly perfect.
Those high-interest credit cards are ruining me. Is there anything I can do to get out of debt?
We need that loan now. Are we ever going to get our cash?
Tired of playing games? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 for the right answer. Yes.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. Even with less than perfect credit, I got the cash I needed.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. We closed in 1 week.
Say yes to a loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. 24 hours a day.
314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Come on in.
Come on.
on into Culver's and taste how much we care.
What makes a Butterburger better?
Well, it's cooked up fresh and made to order.
Good.
Hot and juicy. Restaurant to you.
So good.
You can taste how much we care.
Oh, that's luscious.
So good.
Bigger, better Butterburger.
Culver's. Taste how much we care.
What makes a Butterburger better? Well, at Culver's, we care more about making you happy. That's why we use fresh beef cooked only after you order. Then we top it just the way you like and finish it off with a toasted, lightly buttered bun, which means a Butterburger never sits around under heat lamps because each one is cooked fresh and rushed to you while it's hot and juicy.
Culver's. Taste how much we care.
At HungryAgents.com, top realtors provide top services to sell your home for top dollar. The bottom line is you pay less. When realtors compete, you save thousands. Go to HungryAgents.com today.
The Vincent K. Blair Agency specializes in individual and family health insurance. For honest answers from a local agency, call 961-7777 or VincentKBlair.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Income taxes is ridiculous. It's totally off the scale where they spend your money at.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now. Tax me, Bill. You and Uncle Sam take all the money that I've made.
I just came from the IRS, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it from year to year.
Now, this is very simple. To properly fill out your individual income tax return this year, add up the amounts of line 7A through 23B and subtract lines 24A and 25 of Schedule A, or the difference of line 34 from 37 in Schedule B Form 1040.
So the taxes, I think, are a reflection of more of the who's the best mediators and all that stuff, or lobbyists, I guess is the right term, than really what the people want.
You're cutting out my deductions, and the only one getting rich is the IRS.
Be able to talk to someone when you have a problem. There's just nothing good about income taxes, period.
I'm going nuts. I wanted to pay quarterly, but unfortunately the IRS wanted more than 25 cents.
Right. The bureaucracy involved in it.
Now, if line 24A is less than the total of line 26 and 27B of Schedule C, or greater than line 20 over line 10, then add this to lines 45 and 46 of Schedule D, subtract from line 7 of Schedule C.
I'm only doing what they say. I think I'd rather do that than go to jail.
In my day, a long form was a tall dame in a bikini.
There's just nothing good about income taxes, period.
Johnny Cash, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who is this, really?
Love this.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
They're pretty
big right now.
Yeah.
Two more days for that tax thing. I don't like to criticize people. The older I get, the less I like to do it, but I don't get you people who are standing at midnight at the post office. I you know, it's not like you didn't know when the deadline was. And I can't believe there are that many people who are waiting on one piece of documentation that happens to show up the afternoon of the 15th. And it's just, that would drive me nuts if I were waiting down, you know how they keep the post office open late?
Yeah, till midnight. Oh,
holy cow. Yeah. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. I don't like it when the news services do this because it's confusing. And it's incomplete, and then it leaves you hanging. Here's what I'm talking about. It says, Joan Rivers, in an interview with Brigitte Nielsen, is she that blonde?
Yep.
She's
to be married to Stallone.
In an interview with her, Joan Rivers, while shooting this interview for her new British TV chat show. What the heck is Joan Rivers doing with a British TV chat show? During the interview, there was a little... the words were exchanged, and in front of the audience, on tape, Joan Rivers, it says, called Brigitte Nielsen the C word.
Oh.
Now, what is that?
Charlatan?
Cruel?
Communist?
You know what? See, that's the problem. There are a lot of possibilities. Huh? It could be charlatan. It could chunk.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Hey, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Called her the C word. And it says she offended Nielsen so much that she stormed out of the studio twice. Wow. During the interview.
How legitimate of a storming job is that if you come back for more?
Said the audience was astonished when Joan Rivers branded her a C. And they've got the letter C, blank, blank, blank.
Oh, well, it can't be crazy.
There's three letters besides the C.
Yeah, I just saw in the second paragraph.
You're a calamity.
No,
too many
C,
words.
I got it.
You're a C, blank,
crab.
Blank, blank.
I got it.
Crab. What?
Or a kook.
No, that's K-O-O-K.
That could be.
Oh, yeah.
No, hold it. Kook is not C. Oh. Joe's coming in.
Oh, that's maybe it's a cook.
Yeah. Karen's an idiot.
Annie, until you she's agreed with me.
I did. Yeah, maybe she's a cook.
A big cook.
That's what I meant.
You know what, Peon? Crab.
Crab.
You're a crab. Who wants to be called a crab in front of an audience? I'd storm out. Yeah.
That's
you're,
weird.
But you know, I guess maybe their point is to make you think.
Huh.
Is to leave you kind of maybe that's a deliberate that they do that. That's what I call the incomplete reporting. That's what I call it.
You said incomplete.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I did.
Did you mean to?
Yes, I did.
That's cute.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's a term of rivalry when two people are competing with each other, but they don't complete the competition. It's called incomplete. It's incomplete. It's really incomplete competing. It's called incomplete. Yeah.
Wow.
You people don't know anything.
No.
Did you ever see that show with Bridget Nielsen and Flavor?
No.
You surrealized. That was a good season.
Oh, man. I think I'm glad.
The one now is terrible, though.
She's about 6 feet two, and he's about 5 foot three. And he's a rapper. He's the rapper used to wear the big clock around his chest, and he wears a
Public
helmet
enemy,
with horns sticking out of it.
And she would be one of the only people that could get him to take out his...
He has gold teeth.
Front.
It was
around.
A beautiful love story.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I'd seen that.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Good. That sounds like a great show. All right, back to the phones to Ted. Hello, Ted.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Got a governor foil on with Super Bowl lines. When I was a kid, they had them that were shaped like a golf ball.
They had what shaped like a golf ball?
The Super Bowl was shaped like a golf ball.
You switch somebody's ball with that?
They'd drive it past the green.
Holy cow, they'd never see it again.
No.
I mean, you got a guy up there who can really drive the ball.
Imagine
you know,
that.
It's funny, well, before you said that, I actually was sitting here thinking, if you could do a white one with dimples, a super make a golf ball, you could impress
just
some
don't
people.
Tell your friends.
Oh, no. Just tee it up and knock it into the next county.
It didn't make the right
400 yards.
We did it to some of the older guys, and when they hit it, it was amazing.
Wow. they felt they were getting their strength back. You know, I didn't know they made them. I wish I could get my hands on some of those. That would be great. Ted, thank you for the call.
All right.
Speaking of golf tricks, do you remember the one you guys successfully played on me? It was a golf ball with like a foot-long spike in it. And you guys got up to the green before I did. And when I came up, I saw where my ball was. You know, it's your ball over there. And this thing was stuck in the ground about a foot. And you get it all lined up and you start to hit it and it just...
Well, and you lined it up.
Oh,
and you got back and surveyed
probably
the green.
Made a stroke.
And it was at least a foot-long metal spike.
Yeah.
You couldn't budge that ball. And Terry gets up there, man, and he's got a nice, gentle putt.
You
and
did it
just...
That was tough.
When that ball... That thing, it went...
and it just for an instant, the look on his face.
I thought
man, I've lost all my strength. I can't even push a golf ball across the green. Here's a guy who you're not a very good, we talked about this, John Londoff, everybody. You're not a good golfer, are you?
Oh, thanks a lot.
No, really. I mean,
hi, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I know
I'm not. Joe, you're not a very good golfer.
We can't talk.
Matter of fact, Frank, you know what?
We can't talk at the same time.
I'm too busy selling Chevrolets, giving great deals away. I don't really have any time to spend a lot of time on the golf course.
Well, that's a good answer.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I don't have a story. I'm just a lousy golfer, and I don't care. So
we should get out and play sometime.
Well, we will. We'll play this year. So how's everything?
Everything is great. The sun's out. You're in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. And, I mean, we are, I tell you what, one of the hottest cars in America right now. Not just here at Long Enough Chevrolet, but with the Chevy Cobalt.
Can you get a pair of clubs, a bag of clubs in the trunk?
Two set of clubs in the trunk.
Oh.
Yes, that
version.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of young ladies that are really hitting the ball really well.
You know, so what's interesting to me is the car is called a Cobalt. Cobalt is blue.
Yes.
It's literally it's an element, right? Cobalt is on the elemental charts, I think. I'm just trying to figure out why they name cars what they do and why they called it the Cobalt. Do they share that with you guys when they come out with cars, why they call it that?
We would not even want to know the money that the corporations, what they spend with marketing firms to come up with a name.
Boy, not the truth.
You know what?
You bet.
We all get to pay a little bit of that. But I think this one was they replaced the Cavalier, and we knew hands down that we didn't want to continue to use the name Cavalier on a world-class car like the Cobalt,
yeah,
which was built off of a platform that GM of Europe and out in Europe in the Opel manufacturing line.
I remember Opel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We don't have Opels here anymore, do we?
No.
I don't think so. That was a real big name in the 70s.
Opel Cadet.
Yep. You bet.
But the Cobalt is 11,290. Back on the Cobalt, 11,290 are just $139 a month.
Why, shoot.
That's not much more than you paid for an Opel in the
70s. No. $139 a month, 48 months. And then we still have those hot Chevy pickup trucks, the extended cab Silverado, two-wheel drive for just $17,990.
And do you still have the same phone number?
We're not going to change that. No, 314-837-1800.
All right. Washington, Elizabeth exit. Who's Elizabeth? What is that?
What do you mean, who's Elizabeth?
Well, what's it named after? Who was Washington Elizabeth? Who was Elizabeth?
There's some great discoveries. They discovered Florissant area about 500 years ago.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I never heard that.
I didn't know that either.
That was 270.
I grew up in Florissant. I don't remember that.
That'll be in the paper tomorrow. Johnny Longdon.
How were you in history before the race?
That's right. I was.
Man, you learn a lot here. All right, we'll send them up for a Cobalt and a truck or anything else that's got Chevrolet on it from Johnny Longdon.
All right, gang, thanks.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
He won't talk about it, but he's a bad golfer. He told me he was. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Rich. Not a good name to have when you're talking to the IRS, I guess, about your taxes.
That's okay.
Mm. What's up?
You guys work so hard, I figured I'd help you out and do your Friday programming for you.
Okay.
So you do that. How much is your house worth and what kind of cars do you have? Let's do Friday. How much is your tax refund and how much are you paying the government?
Well, the problem with that is it doesn't give you a feel for how your neighbors compare to you and what you do with your money, because there could be all kinds of factors that determine what you get back and how much you pay, where knowing what other people pay in house payments and car payments kind of let you know where you fall in, you know, in the same income range, where taxes can be could fool you. You know, you could have, you're paying on an inheritance or somebody passed away. You can't always tell about people by what they pay in taxes. For example, when they made the big deal out of Ross Perot, who paid almost no taxes, and you couldn't tell by what his refund would have been or what he paid how much he made. But I understand what you're trying to do there.
I tried.
All right. Radio's tough, isn't it, Rich?
Really?
All right. Take it easy. There he goes. Yeah. You really can't go. You can't determine anything by that.
Oh, because there's short forms, there's medium forms, and you can make more deductions on the longer forms.
And you can cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
The IRS.
But there are so many people that cheat. I know there are, you know.
I have an observation, and we're going to talk about this, or not, but I'd like for the ladies to jump in on this. There is something that has happened in fashion that the first time I noticed it, I just thought it was a mistake, that somebody had a clothing sort of accident. And here's what I'm talking about. Women now show their straps, their bra straps.
Yeah. That used to be a
big
no-no.
Oh, my goodness, you duck out into a bathroom and say, give me a pen and help me.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's fashionable for, I guess, one strap is kind of for one strap to show, or even both. Isn't that a weird, is that weird? Who says, show your strap?
I don't know.
But and I think my wife, I can't remember if my wife or my girlfriend, but somebody had a thing in the strap, and I said, oh, the strap is showing. It's supposed to!
That must have been your wife. That sounded like your wife.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, she says that to me all the time. I think Madonna is one of the people partly responsible for that. She started wearing, just bras and bustiers.
This strap thing is within the last year. And here's the other thing.
Don't they even wear, black bras under, a white shirt?
Oh, yeah. The stuff that you weren't supposed to see the bra under the thing. Now you can see it. Here's the other thing. The brooch thing has come and gone like this. I mean, I started seeing women wearing the big old grandma type of flowers and brooches. So I hear one of these, these men from France or something on TV the other day, and they had the list for this year of what's in. He said, the brooch is out. It's out.
Is that a French accent?
Yeah, brooches are out. That's what he said. It's out.
The thing I don't care for, and they're back again. I never liked them the first time around, were ponchos.
A poncho to me is something in the army we wore. What is a poncho? That's something for the rain.
You just put it over your head. Yeah,
but aren't the things like Martha Stewart had the night she got out of prison?
That's right.
Had a poncho?
Yep. Yes.
That was a like a knitted poncho.
Right.
But I still think of poncho.
I do too.
As rain gear. Camping gear.
I'm just trying to think what I would say if I had a teenage daughter and I saw her walking out of the house, and I've seen plenty of these in grocery stores. Girls either wearing boys' boxer underpants or boys' pajama, or not boys' pajama, just pajama pants. They wear those out in public.
Yep.
That's a big thing for girls to wear boxers now.
Pajama pants are okay. At least they're wearing pants and they're long pants. Mm-hmm. We'll never rule the fashion world. Here's Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful, too. Thank you.
I'm Eamon and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple of things. I actually called about Brigitte, who stormed out of the show twice.
Because Joan called it a C word.
I'm wondering if she stormed out twice because no one noticed the first time she left.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
And then you guys had a comment just now about fashion. I have teenage girls. And I think the entertainment system, or the entertainment industry is who started the strap showing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right on that. But you got to pick your battles. You know, my girls want to wear a pair of pajama pants to the store. That's fine. You know, find another battle that's worth fighting, like drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, the pajama long pants, they're bigger things to worry about, I guess.
Even boxers, if they have underwear underneath them and their cheeks aren't hanging out, that's okay.
Well, I can tell you something. Boxers are less revealing, like men's boys' boxer shorts, than that Daisy May little butt cheek hangout.
Yeah, I'd rather have boxer shorts on than have those little things hanging out.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
What about lingerie-type tops? Girls try to wear those to school now, don't they?
They attempt it. If the school's got any kind of won't let them.
Yeah.
You know, I refuse to let my girls out of the house with stuff like that. On that's where you draw the line. That's your underclothes. So, you don't show that to public.
So, Donna, let me ask you this. If one of your daughters is going out to get a bag of potato chips up at the 7-Eleven at 10 o'clock at night, and she wears boxer shorts up there with a little halter top thing on, that doesn't bother you at all, as long as she's not doing drugs.
No, actually, they wouldn't be able to go to the 7-Eleven at 10 o'clock at night because,
about
first
9
of all, neither one of them drive, and I have to take them. And
hey, how about if they were 16 and they did drive?
Well, they're 16, they don't drive. My kids don't drive to their 18.
Well, I'm asking a question, though.
Well,
if they were 16.
They don't leave the house in something I don't approve of, period.
Good for
And
you.
I've taken clothes away from them. They've watched me cut things into pieces and... You know, I'm sorry. I'm the one that pays the bill. I'm the one that buys the clothes. If I don't approve it, you don't wear it.
All right.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay, Donna. Thank you. How old are you, Donna?
46.
Favorite age.
Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you for the call. Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, do you ever notice the thing that, like the fashion models, they wear the low-rider jeans and all that kind of stuff, but the people you see in the real world, they're not thin. They're not thin enough to be wearing those.
Steve, let me tell you something. We sit here and watch women go by, and they're dressing like their daughters. They have the same low-rider jeans as their daughters, but they got a beer gut hanging out.
You know what?
It's not exactly the same appeal.
To look at.
You know? Yeah, it is hard to look at. Yeah, you have
a big tattoo across the small of their back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the
world's best mom.
Yeah, world's best mom. Harley Davidson.
No, you're
powered
right.
By Harley Davidson.
You're right. Lowrider jeans are not made for everybody.
Right, yeah, for sure. It's like right. Spandex. Thank God the 80s are over.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. There goes Steve.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she could wear those.
She had some. Okay, yeah. She had some Lowrider jeans on. Wow, were they low?
That would, to me, men, that's never been a part of the men's fashions. We've never had that hip hug and pants thing. Men have it. If I could wear them, which I couldn't, wouldn't that irritate? I mean, wouldn't you constantly be pulling your pants up?
I don't understand why hold them up.
No, we do when we get older. They ride down on our hips.
Yeah, they can't come up.
Something's pushing them down.
but if I had a belt or the edge of my pants literally down on my hip, I would constantly. It would feel like when you sat down, your pants are coming off.
You'd get used to
it. Women adapt. They can just automatically wear things that are uncomfortable. Look at that thong thing.
Yeah.
Now, it would take me a year to get used to that feeling.
Are you used to it yet?
Not yet, no.
I've only been wearing them for 6 months.
But women just put that stuff on, and out of the house they go, woohoo, I'm wearing the thong. Yeah. You know, they don't seem to have to break into them or work their way into them. 431, Big 550 KTRS. I think Bruce knows what I need right here. You better strike up the band.
Yeah. Look out, folks. Here comes Enco Ranger.
Love it. Yeah. Has to be gone.
It won't take long.
So we call Amco Ranger.
When you call Amco Ranger,
don't call a stranger.
Don't call a stranger.
Call Amco Ranger.
Call Amco Ranger. Look out, folks. Here comes Amco Ranger.
What's the 636 number?
At 441 bucks.
Or as I like to say, AMCO.
I love that.
Amco Ranger Pest Control. Everybody, I think, knows that, you know, Amco Ranger will come out and do quarterly applications. I hope you know that not only are they in the getting rid of and preventing termite business, they helped develop the Centricon system back in 1992 with Dow Agro Systems. But they will do one-time service. I mean, it is available. Most customers want, regular, like quarterly service. But they'll come out. Hey, don't think you can't call them to come out one time to take care of a problem. They'll be happy to do that. They work commercially. They do lots of businesses. So you folks who have businesses, you're looking for a good exterminator. I think I can highly recommend one that I've used. We've used at our house for 28 years. I think that qualifies me to recommend them. Yeah. Started when we lived in St. Charles County, and they were just a kind of a startup company in St. Charles County, and now they've gotten bigger, and I've gotten bigger, and we're still together. Amco Ranger Pest Control, 636-441-BUGS.
Dreams and save at the all-new Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing. Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. Choose from thousands of area rugs and oriental rugs. Plus, Amini's offers free in-home design services and zero interest two-year layaway. Right now at Amini's, get premier savings on pool tables, poker tables, thousands of bar stools, casual dining sets, home theater seating, and more. Amini's has everything to make your home both fun and functional. So bring your dreams and save at the all-new Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing.
For unexpected treasures, Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room.
434 at the Big 550. We need a little help home. Paul Ford can do it. He's in the Golden Oak Lending. Checkopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. Slow traffic today. Westbound 40. We have slow traffic west of Kings Highway through Hamley. Slow pockets out to Lindbergh. And it's heavy from 270 through Mason. Westbound 70 slow as you approach 270 out to the the Blanchett Bridge, an accident east of the bridge. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, earlier saw being cleared. Eastbound 44, slow pockets approaching Hampton through Jefferson, where there's construction in the left lane. And southbound 270 heavy, north of 40 through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Fill up for just a dollar at McDonald's with delicious quarter-pound burger topped with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, and more, all on a sesame seed bun. The big and tasty at McDonald's. All aboard at the KTRS Golden Oak Living Dead Chopper.
A savvy investment broker selects a future hot stock from a sea of prospects. A literary agent recognizes the bestseller amongst a mountain of manuscripts. Stringent selection is exemplified when a Lexus dealer chooses a certified pre-owned Lexus. Each vehicle the dealer purchases undergoes a reconditioning process and the scrutiny of a fastidious inspection. And more than just a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty, each vehicle comes with the privileges and prestige of the Lexus ownership experience. All this is illustrative of the fact that when a Lexus dealer selects a certified pre-owned vehicle, they only buy the best of the best. So consider a certified pre-owned Lexus, available only at Dave Munganast Lexus of St. Louis and Plaza Lexus. Sure, the previous owner stands behind their car. After all, they built it. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
Visit the Spring Starter Sale this Friday and Saturday at Apache Village RV Center in Hazelwood. Save big on America's favorite pop-up camper, the Fleetwood Folding Trailer. New 2005 Fleetwood started $100 down and $118 a month. And every model includes a free air conditioner and awning while supplies last. Or get your family into a Jayco J-Flight, America's best-selling travel trailer with 5 bunkhouse floor plans to choose from. There's something for everyone with 5 lines of lightweight campers and 6 lines of luxury travel trailers and fifth wheels from quality brands like Keystone, Jayco, Traillite, and Forest River. Motorhomes include Fleetwood's Bounder, Southwind, and Discovery lines, along with mini motorhomes by Jayco. Missouri sales leader always has easy financing, hitching service, and a fully stocked parts store. And check out their excellent selection of pre-owned campers. Don't miss the Spring Starter Sale this Friday and Saturday at Apache Village RV Center, 9001 Dunn Road at the corner of North Lindbergh and 270. Go one better. Go Apache Village.
People are talking.
It's the only minivan with Stow & Go.
It's got best-in-class cargo.
It's got a 5-star government side crash test rating.
The word is out. At Chrysler, we've added over 1 million proud new owners.
Now that I have Stow & Go in my town and country, I can go to estate sales whenever I want.
And during the spring sales event, we want you to join us.
With all this storage, their soccer gear doesn't have to take over our lives.
Don't forget about the DVD player, too.
With great deals on our most award-winning lineup ever.
We got 0% financing.
Like 0% APR financing, plus $1,000 April bonus cash allowance when financed through Chrysler Financial for up to $7,100 in total savings on town and country.
5-star and bonus cash? We got the town and country we wanted.
Our owners know the reasons. Want to hear more? Go to Chrysler.com/spring event. Bonus cash allowance and financing for qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. 4416 to 7176 estimated savings based on town and country model. Finance 1204 to 205 for applicable terms by CF plus cash allowances. Actual savings vary with loan amount. Offers end May 2nd.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Take control of your diabetes and contact Dr. Janet McGill from the Washington University School of Medicine. She's conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 314-362-8614. To qualify, you must have type 2 diabetes, be between the ages of 18 and 78, and be taking either Avandia or Actos to control your diabetes. Call Sarah at 362-8614 to learn more about this diabetes research study. If you qualify, you'll be required to make 6 to 7 visits over 24 weeks. You'll receive physical exams, glucose meter strips, lab tests, and all study-related medication at no cost, plus free parking. Call Sarah at Washington University at 362-8614 to participate. There's a small reimbursement for your time and travel. Again, Washington University School of Medicine is conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 362-8614. That's 362-8614 to schedule your appointments today. Call 362-8614. At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale, going on now.
Looking for a bank that can provide solutions to the financial challenges facing your business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
Right now at Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 a month. For qualified buyers, see store for details. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where price sells Cadillacs.
How much is that?
that doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
Well, it's that time again.
How much is
time to check in with your pet's best friend, and it's made possible by Germex. Waterless hand sanitizer. A good thing to use on your hands after you've handled a pet and before you handle a pet so that you don't catch anything from each other. Ladies and gentlemen, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernico.
Hey, how is everybody over there?
Doing great, Dr. Doug. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Hell yeah.
Hallelujah. I had an interesting experience this afternoon.
What was it?
I went to the circumcision of my great-grandnephew, Jack Morgan Steinbach.
Whoa.
And that is the reason for our discussion today, spay and neutering pets.
Mm. And a lot of people make the mistake of saying spayed when they mean spay.
Uh-huh.
They'll say, you have to spade your pet.
No. Right, I hear that all the time. It's I don't know where that comes from.
You have it. You have your pet.
Past tense.
Yeah,
where does
have
spade
your
pet come from?
You have your pet spayed, but
right.
You spay it.
And actually, neutering actually works as a general term for either gender, either sex, but we seem to use the word spay or an ovariohysterectomy. We actually take out everything from the ovaries on down to the cervix in the female, and of course, neutering specifically for males, we just remove those special areas. Anyway.
Now, what do you do with those things? Yeah, is neutering, really, that's what it is. You just take the boys off.
Right, yeah. There are some people, actually, there is available in the industry, I think they're called noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They're implants.
Implants, yeah. I mean, because you'd be surprised how many people are into the macho thing, and they feel like if we do that kind of, it's usually the husbands, if you're going to do that, you're going to affect the sexual identity behaviorally of your pet, or it's going to be less of a male. Of course, sexual identity. And, I mean, they have sexually predetermined behaviors, but they're driven by the hormones. And when you take the hormones away, you're not going to have aggression. You're not going to have roaming. You're not going to have some of that kind of behavior I saw down at the station last time I visited, that leg mounting and that spraying around.
White Terry?
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Hey, what happens when I have two dogs now, and the little bitty one is a killer, and both of them, I've got two male dogs, both of them are neutered, but the little bitty one, when the lab lays down, the little bitty one comes up behind him. He only weighs 15 pounds. He comes up behind him and starts humping him.
He's been watching too much of the wrong kind of TV.
Well,
maybe
watching you and Bugface.
He's been watching those prison shows.
Yeah, Bugface and her boyfriend.
here's a possible explanation. It's possible, depending on how old the animal was when he was neutered, they can learn male behaviors that don't go away completely if they've been neutered later than 6 months of life. The other possibility is that the male hormone is produced not only by the testicle but also by the adrenal gland, which is not taken out when you do a neutering.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have other sources of hormone production. In fact, you'll hear stories about females that have actually show male behavior like mounting and stuff, and they have the ability to produce some male hormones as well. So, and we're in the same boat, males and females in human race, too.
Well, we really are, because males, the equivalent of neutering, is getting married.
Yeah.
Can dogs who have been neutered, I've never noticed, I try not to watch, but can they get aroused?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Absolutely.
I've never seen either one of them.
Why do they have to remove the boys instead of just like doing a vasectomy?
Well, the vasectomy won't take away the hormone production, and the vasectomy will prevent pregnancy, but it won't, you want to do away with the testosterone. That's what's going to drive these behaviors we talked about, whether it's an embarrassing behavior or the inclination to roam or be more aggressive, more barking. those are reasons that behaviorally you want to get rid of those.
Okay, but he's got a good point. Peon's got a good point. If all you really want to do is keep the dog from being the father of other puppies, but you'd like for him to still experience boyhood, do they do vasectomies on dogs?
It's rarely done, and there are other reasons besides the behavioral issues. There's a bunch of medical reasons, too. There's a high incidence, just as in human populations, of prostatic disease, testicular cancer, and other things. Even the rationale that if you neuter them and they don't show these other behavioral issues, they're less likely to get out, hit by a car, or run around. So all those make good justification. And finally, a big point, of course, we've talked about overproduction, overpopulation in animals. There are a lot of responsible pet owners, and there are people that aren't responsible, and there are 10 to 20 million dogs and cats a year that are being euthanized unnecessarily because these kind of attitudes about, well, just let them be there and let them be up and running around. So I think those medical behavioral reasons, financially, it's going to cost you less if you have healthy pets. You don't have to worry about these kind of cancers and stuff. I think a lot of reasons dictate that you should be doing the neuters in the spay.
All right, now we talk about the neutering. What do you actually do when you spay?
When you spay, you actually have to enter into the abdomen, and the female tract, you know, starts down in the vaginal vault area, and you climb all the way up through the cervix.
Wait, hold it.
Right.
The vault. You know what? That's a good word. But
yeah.
In my house, I don't have the combination.
Sorry, the vault's closed.
Again, when you get married, that happens.
Wow.
It's like Al Capone's vault.
That's right. But the point is that you actually take out neutering or spaying the female, you actually remove the ovaries and all those structures associated with the ovary and the uterus body, the uterine body, and down to the cervix.
Wow.
So all you leave is the latter portion.
Oh.
Uterine body. And the big point on females, they have a real high incidence statistically of breast cancer if they're not spayed before their second or third heat. And also, more importantly, every time they come in heat every season, as they get older and older, they're more predisposed to getting a uterine infection that can be life-threatening. It's called a pyometra. You end up spending a lot of money trying to save your dog or cat at the end at an emergency clinic after hours, because these things always happen after hours.
A cervix would be a good name for a gas station. Hey, you know, I really wish we used that same terminology for women. She's in heat.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, you can, but you'll probably get slapped by somebody.
Where did that ever come from?
Hey, what's wrong with her? Oh, she's in heat.
She's in heat.
We don't do that.
Breast cancer. I didn't know if female dogs could get breast cancer.
Oh, heck yeah. They get all the sorts of, you know, think about how dangerous ovarian cancer is in humans, and the fact it's one of the most dangerous female cancers, because most of the time it doesn't even go detected. They don't typically review for it unless there's pain or some other problem. And the same kind of disease syndrome, it's not as common in dogs and cats, probably because we do so much of the animals are responsibly spayed. But that's an example of, you know, problems that can persist in a population if you're not careful.
Can they get breast cancer in all, like, eight of the little...
Well, they actually do. They get it along the chain. It can be isolated, or it can actually enter the lymph nodes and travel from chain to chain. And sometimes you have to do a complete, what we call a radical mastectomy, and sometimes you do a regional. And let me mention one myth real quickly. People always say, well, if I spay or neuter my dog or cat, it's going to get fat and lazy. And that's really not true. You know as well as I do, lots of us are that way, fat and lazy, and we're not neutered.
Yes, we are. We're married.
Yeah, again, the marriage thing. I encourage everybody to look into this. There's plenty of opportunities in your region, in your neighborhoods, to get these done inexpensively or through your veterinarian at whatever price is necessary. Get it done and be good, responsible pet owners.
Well, isn't that, that's a nice message.
Good message. Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk next week.
Okay, be well, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. He knows stuff. Mm. Good advice. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. All right, where does that take us? Ah, this is perfect. This is the perfect thing to jump to. We have one dog. We have two, and one of them is just a shedding machine. Hair, and more hair. I mean, it's unbelievable. If she rubs up against the couch when she walks away, it's a hair couch. It becomes a dog hair couch. And there's really, I don't think, a whole lot you can do about it. I know there are temporary solutions. So what you have to do is figure out how to get rid of that hair. Auric. That's the only thing you need to know. This is the upright that picks up pet hair in one pass, and they'll show you just what a great vacuum cleaner this is if you visit any of the 7 St. Louis area Auric home care centers. And right now, they would love to sell you 3 vacuums for just $329. Here's the way that works. You're going to get the powerful 8-pound upright Auric vacuum, specially designed for the kind of cleaning power that you need to get that pet hair up. And it doesn't matter. It's good for allergy. And here's the other thing. It's self-adjusting. When you go to hard floor or different pile carpeting, most of them you have to get down there and number 2, number 3. No, not the Auric. It's self-adjusting. You're also going to get, for this $329, a free cordless electric broom. It is a combined floor and handheld vacuum. It's rechargeable, has a 2-motor system, and it's great for all kinds of surfaces. But wait, there's more.
More?
How about a 5-pound, again, free, 5-pound super compact canister vac with a hypoallergenic filtration and 8 attachments? All of this, if you were to buy them separately, you'd spend a total of $594. Right now at Auric, $329 for the whole thing.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I own every one of these. We've bought every single one of these things, and they are great products. Here are the 7 St. Louis area Auric home care centers: Manchester, Sunset Hills, Ladue, St. Peter's, Chesterfield Valley, Fenton, and Swansea.
Dear Midas, hey, the name's Nate. Hey, you ever think about selling tires? I mean, I know you do brakes and maintenance and such, but it seems like it would really make sense if you sold tires.
Dear Nate, we sell tires.
I mean, it seems that since people already have their cars there, you sort of have a captivated audience.
Yeah, that's why we sell great tires like Bridgestone and Firestone.
You could sell Bridgestone, Firestone, you know?
It's where they can get the right tires at the right price.
Bet no one ever drove into a Midas without tires. I mean, to get to the brakes, you got to take off the tires anyway. Might as well put new tires back on.
Nate, because of you, we're going to sell tires.
One-stop shopping. Right on.
Right on.
For mechanics known for their work and their word.
Trust the Midas touch.
At Midas, get brake pads or shoes for $39.95 installation extra. Substantial extra cost for additional parts and labor, ceramic pads not included. Most cars and light trucks. Prices and participation may vary. Trust the Midas touch.
The enemy has numbers on its side. You've got the power of Spectracide on yours. The power to protect your home from invading weeds. Control them quickly. Conquer them completely. With Spectracide Triple Strike Grass Weed Root Killer. It starts to work immediately and kills all types of weeds and grasses. Completely. Down to the root. Spectracide Triple Strike. Protect. Control. Conquer. Just when you thought it was safe to go back outside, another invasion hits. You've won the war on weeds. Now it's time to battle bugs. With Spectracide Triazicide, our number one brand in outdoor insect control. Triazicide gives you the power to protect your lawn and landscape from all types of invading insects, including grubs. To control them quickly, conquer them completely, above and below ground. Spectracide Triazicide. Protect, control, conquer.
At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale, going on now.
453 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. We have slow going. Westbound 70's jammed from St. Charles Rock Road out to the Blanchette Bridge where there's an accident blocking traffic. Also, South 270 heavy at Ladue Road. Looks pretty good, though, through 40 in Manchester all the way down to Doherty Ferry. Once you get by Ladue, South 270 is okay. Eastbound 270's heavy McDonald through 170. Westbound 40 slow pockets. Kings Highway through Lindbergh and Spady and a little heavy approaching Mason Road. Eastbound 44 construction and it's slow in pockets between Hampton and Jefferson. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Fill up for just a dollar at McDonald's with a delicious quarter-pound burger topped with lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, and more, all in a sesame seed bun. It's the big and tasty only at McDonald's. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
Nashville or downtown?
St. Louis, buddy.
Okay, from downtown St. Louis, back from Music City, USA. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Country Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and his Wranglers, and brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, and now here's Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hello, and let me tell you, I knew I was home when I hit the city limits, and all the people who drive 12 miles an hour in the far left-hand lane and won't get over. That's pretty much how you know you're back in St. Louis.
Hey, did you have any affairs with anybody like Martina McBride or any of those hot
Well, she is pregnant, Martina McBride.
Yeah, with like her third child.
No, I didn't.
How'd that trip go, okay?
It was wonderful, yeah. I like Nashville a lot. I assume you've been to Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great town. Everybody's really nice, and well, I say everybody, but it's a really nice town. If you've never been to Nashville, I would definitely suggest. It's only a 4 or 5 hour trip.
So real quickly, the highlight, the single highlight of your trip, what was it? Was it somebody you met or something you did?
It was just really cool being there on that red carpet that night of the CMT Music Awards, because they had not only country music stars, but they had a lot of, you know, TV and movie celebrities that were there. It was just kind of interesting just to be that close, just to kind of see what some of these people look like in person. And I have to be honest, I was actually surprised that most of them looked as good in person as they do on television. Like, I don't know, William Shatner was there, Rick Schroeder.
Well, Rick Schroeder's a good-looking guy anyway.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about? Were there any chicks?
Andy McDowell.
I love Andy McDowell.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I mean, and then, of course, all the regular Gretchen Wilson and all that. I was just telling Dan off the air that Gretchen Wilson has a thing of skull that she carries in her back pocket at all times, apparently.
I wonder if she actually uses it, or is it for
looks?
Yeah. Well, I was checking out her backside, and I saw it there. I was like, what's that? And sure enough, you got a little thing of skull back there.
But who's the guy, too, who's not only he's a good-looking guy, but he's a good singer, that John Schneider? He's a good singer. He had a couple of country hits. Oh.
From the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, John Schneider is a great singer.
Yeah.
He's a good singer.
John Schneider, I don't know. Is he an older artist?
He's from the Dukes of Hazzard.
To you,
he's
the original. He's older.
Is he like part of the Grand Ole Opry or something?
No, he's an actor.
He was a Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Dukes of Hazzard, they kind of reunited there on that award show last night, too. They were all there as a big group.
Oh, he probably was there.
Yeah.
Oh, then he was.
Yeah, he was.
I probably saw him. He was probably walking right past me.
Aren't they? They're making a movie, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Jessica Simpson.
Anyhow, a model and reality TV star Anna Nicole Smith, she's canceled a trip to Canada. Canceled a trip to Canada to protest the annual killing of seals.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, now 2 years ago, you'll remember she was against the killing of whales. Of course, back then it was a matter of self-survival.
Oh, that's a closer.
Yeah,
that's a
closer. And O.J. Simpson attended Johnny Cochran's funeral last week. Maybe you saw that. It must be tough for O.J. since now that his sex life is over. I mean, all I kept hearing last week was how Johnny was the only one that could get him off. And actress, and how do you say her name? Is it Bai Ling? She stars in the upcoming movie Star Wars Episode 3. Have you heard of her? Well, apparently she's going to pose nude in Playboy.
I don't care who she is. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
Although not to be outdone, R2-D2 posed nude for Popular Mechanics, so that was nice.
See, the closer was
I think I got a good closer. Don't lose hope yet. Okay. Finally, this afternoon. We're still learning more about Prince Charles' wedding over the last weekend. It was a pretty ritzy affair. In fact, the couple arrived in a Camilla-drawn carriage.
He came back.
The Phil Cleveland segment brought to you this and every afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Phil Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right, have a good afternoon.
Bye, Bill.
I don't think it's very nice what he said. Camilla drawn carriage. That's pretty good.
Oh my God.
Hey, I just was handed this this news story here. They're going to auction off the blue and white gingham dress that Judy Garland wore as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
That'll go for some dough.
You know what? You're going to be surprised at what they say they expect to get for it. What
did they say?
They say $50,000 to $70,000.
Oh, more than that.
Oh, good grief. I would have thought $500,000.
And the shoes. Ruby red slippers.
And ladies, the waist on that dress, 27 inches. The 27-inch waist with Judy Garland's name inside on a label there. So We'll stay on top of that dress story for you. All right, on our way to the Playhouse, a lot of questions about this. The biggest question, what was that phone number again? I'm talking about Easy Way Stop Smoking. So here's the number again. 314-843-EASY. 314-843-EASY. Now, here's what you're going to need. Write this down, because you're going to need this to go and have a session. You're going to need 20 minutes and $120. And one more thing, the desire to stop smoking, which I think most people have who smoke cigarettes. I think they'd really rather not. So there is an easy way to do that. At least it's an easy way for 80% of the people who try it, 4 out of 5. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that you'll be one of the 4 out of 5. But the first thing you have to do is call and make an appointment. And again, the number is 314-843-EASY, the easy way to stop smoking. Look at that. It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A surprising turnaround by an FDA advisory panel holding hearings on silicone breast implants. Live from Washington, ABC's Vic Ratner.
Chuck, one day after voting to keep one kind of silicone breast implant off the market, the advisory panel turned around and voted 7-2 to allow a different brand to be provided for women. One doctor on the panel said she believes women deserve a choice. The committee, however, recommended tough conditions on the use of the silicone breast implants, including long-range safety studies. Now, the final decision on whether the silicone breast implants will be allowed on the market will be up to the Food and Drug Administration. Chuck?
Live from Washington, ABC's Vic Ratner, a plea bargain.
Today, Eric Rudolph's reign of terror ended in courts of law and justice.
U.S. Attorney David Nemias in Atlanta, Georgia, on the plea bargain that saves a killer serial bomber from the death chamber, but puts him behind bars for life. Eric Rudolph in Birmingham, Alabama, entered guilty pleas for the bombing of an abortion clinic there and of the Atlantic Olympic Park in 1996 and two other explosions that altogether killed 2 people and injured more than 120 others. For the first time, Rudolph gave a reason for the bombing at the Atlanta Summer Olympics: to embarrass the U.S. government, he said, for sanctioning abortion on demand. The mother of Michael Jackson's accuser cited her constitutional right against self-incrimination on questions about welfare fraud. Terry Copeland, a legal analyst, was in the courtroom in Santa Maria, California.
Asserting the Fifth Amendment privilege at this critical stage before her testimony even begins really undervalues her testimony, and it really allows the jury to look at it in a very different way. So I'm not certain there's anything that this jury will hear from this witness that they will believe to be true.
Jackson's child molestation trial is over for the day. The House has voted to permanently repeal federal estate taxes. The bill goes to the Senate, where its future is uncertain. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
The first thing we did was call a realtor.
As soon as I saw that realtor, Art, he put me right at ease.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. They're the only leading brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. Washington University says it cannot sit idly by while students conduct a hunger strike. While the school says demonstrators are violating the judicial code, the students say they are trying to improve people's lives. Joe Thomas tells KTRS News it would be wasteful for him to obtain his education, then not use it to help people, and Thomas is blasting the chancellor of the school, Mark Wrighton.
I don't know if he doesn't understand that or if he just doesn't care, because he has made it clear that He doesn't care that we're hunger striking.
Thomas demanding that the university's food service workers and custodians be paid what he calls a livable wage. Legislation permanently eliminating the estate tax is being debated in the U.S. House. Columbia Congressman Kenny Holzhoff sponsors the bill. He says death should not be a taxable event.
The reason that this is so, the repeal is so popular, and it cuts across all demographics. There are, you know, Hispanic and African American owned business groups that were for permanent repeal. A number of groups out there, because they see that, you know, this is a very punitive tax.
Holzhoff spoke to KTRS News moments ago from the House floor. He says it passed on a vote of 272 to 162. He says the bill will help a lot of family farmers and ranchers in Missouri. Democrats say the proposal will benefit the wealthy. A bill modernizing locks on the Upper Mississippi River is passed in committee. Missouri Senator Kit Bond says passage of the Water Resources Development Act is long overdue. Bond says the bill will create 48 million man-hours of construction work. It'll also make, he says, U.S. producers more competitive in the world market. Creve Coeur police continue to look for a suspect in an afternoon robbery of a Denny's in Creve Coeur near Olive and 270. Police Sergeant William Funkhauser tells KTRS News they're searching for a white male in his mid-20s.
As the subject was paying his bill, he displayed a handgun to the cashier and demanded money. The subject left the store on foot with an undetermined amount of cash. No one was injured.
Funkhauser says they're looking at the possibility this robbery could be connected to another one at an area Denny's restaurant. One local virologist says the chance the deadly 1957 Asian flu strain sent out in test kits to labs across the United States and around the world could infect anyone is minuscule. Children's Hospital Technical Supervisor Bill Mulford tells KTRS News the sample sent to his lab was tested under a virus-safe biohazard level and has now been destroyed.
As soon as we got the message, we were able to locate the samples we still had in the lab. They were put into our biohazard trash and sealed, and that was taken, and that is incinerated as part of our normal biohazard situation here.
Mulford says the virus was distributed only to a controlled network of clinical labs, including others in the St. Louis area. On Wall Street, the Dow closes the day down 104, NASDAQ down 31, and the S&P down 13. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from meteorologist John Fuller, clear tonight, low near 40. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65. It's 60. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Harris. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. It's a busy afternoon. There's an accident with injuries right on the Illinois approach to the East Bridge complex, and a couple of cars involved. So if you're headed over to the East Bridge, and those eastbound East Bridge drivers are jammed trying to exit there on the Illinois side. And drivers also on the Illinois side headed to Casino Queen. That street is blocked as well. Downtown eastbound 40 lined up near Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 heavy St. Louis Avenue to Cole Street. Eastbound 270 at McDonald, it's jammed through Lindbergh where there's an accident. South 270 a little heavy at Ladue. Looks pretty good through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 jammed from the Rock Road out through the Blanchette Bridge where they're getting an accident cleared. Westbound 40 slow pockets King's Highway through Lindbergh, and it's heavy at Mason Road as well. Construction eastbound 44 between Hampton and Jefferson in the left lane. This report brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham TV special, How Do You Survive in a World of Uncertainty? Don't miss Billy Graham. He shares a message of hope and tells how to find true peace tonight at 7 on KMOV Channel 4. Paul Ford to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Get to Harris St. Louis and play celebrity poker with a twist. Get a chance to play with local sports stars Whitey Herzog, Ray Lankford, Tony Twist, and others. Stop by the Total Reward Center for a free entry, only at Harris St. Louis.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Visit the Spring Starter Sale this Friday and Saturday at Apache Village RV Center in Hazelwood. Save big on America's favorite pop-up camper, the Fleetwood Folding Trailer. New 2005 Fleetwood started $100 down and $118 a month. And every model includes a free air conditioner and awning while supplies last. Or get your family into a Jayco J-Flight,
America's best-selling travel trailer with five bunkhouse floor plans to choose from. There's something for everyone with five lines of lightweight campers and six lines of luxury travel trailers and fifth wheels from quality brands like Keystone, Jayco, Trailite, and Forest River. Motorhomes include Fleetwood's Bounder, Southwind, and Discovery lines, along with mini motorhomes by Jayco. Missouri sales leader always has easy financing, hitching service, and a fully stocked parts store. And check out their excellent selection of pre-owned campers. Don't miss the Spring Starter Sale this Friday and Saturday at Apache Village RV Center, 9001 Dunn Road at the corner of North Lindbergh and 270. Go one better. Go Apache Village.
Dear Midas, hey, the name's Nate. Hey, you ever think about selling tires? I mean, I know you do brakes and maintenance and such, but it seems like it really makes sense if you sold tires.
Dear Nate, we sell tires.
I mean, it seems that since people already have their cars there, you sort of have a captivated audience.
Yep, that's why we sell great tires like Bridgestone and Firestone.
You could sell Bridgestone, Firestone, you know?
It's where they can get the right tires at the right price.
Bet no one ever drove into a Midas without tires. I mean, to get to the brakes, you got to take off the tires anyway. Might as well put new tires back on.
Nate, because of you, we're going to sell tires.
One-stop shopping. Right on.
Right on.
For mechanics known for their work and their word.
Trust the Midas Touch.
At Midas, get brake pads or shoes for $39.95 installation extra. Substantial extra cost for additional parts and labor, ceramic pads not included. Most cars and light trucks. Prices and participation may vary. Trust the Midas Touch. St. Luke's Hospital in Chesterfield has once again been listed among the top 100 hospitals in the nation. The Top 100 Hospitals Award is based on clinical data that consistently shows higher quality patient outcomes. That means St. Luke's patients have access to the latest technology, top physicians, and a safe environment for their care. To read about the study and how it affects your family's health care, visit stluke's-stl.com. St. Luke's Hospital, the only top 100 hospital for overall performance in St. Louis.
He got sideswiped by a big truck.
Not even 2 minutes from my home.
His car just got totaled.
I definitely thought when I had my accident that I wouldn't have my car for a while.
David and Ivy Chargaloff like the fast claim service they receive with American Family Auto Insurance.
We have a child and one of us has to drop him off at the daycare, so we need two cars.
Having transportation is important.
It made our life very convenient that American Family took care of everything with such speed. We were very impressed.
We can definitely count on American Family Insurance. They have proved it to us.
We love American Family. We wouldn't switch. There's no reason to.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto insurance quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfam.com. American Family. All your protection under one roof.
At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale going on now.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Opinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chips.
Hardcore nudity.
We're about to get on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 13th. You have two more days to get your taxes in edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you today by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder. And wherever they go, they'll be the premier home builder. That's just the way they operate. Value T.R. Hughes. Check out their website, trhughes.com, and huge, huge news that has to do with T.R. Hughes coming up shortly after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
At the control board, It's Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
Wow, I'd like to say hello to this chick. I'd like to do more than say hello. Karen Vail.
Well, hi, Frank.
You look so good today.
Thank you. Hi, everyone, and a special hello and congratulations.
Free stuff.
To
free.
No.
Something free.
Shut up,
free.
It is not.
Free.
Shut up.
Free stuff.
No. He's so AM in the PM. He is also tomorrow night to be awarded the Law Enforcement Officer of the Year.
Getting free, getting
from the
ticket.
St. Charles, yeah. Shut up, Crime Stoppers.
Free speeding.
Yeah.
Officer Steve
free
Pope.
Free crime. Free crime.
He is also,
way to go, Steve.
He is also the Student Resource Officer at my school.
Free resource.
So at Hardin Middle School, we are so proud
free
of you.
Free Hardin.
Steve Pope.
Free lunch in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Amy. Yeah. Free everything.
There you go.
Fine. Free
riding the police car.
Yeah,
wow. Not just a ride. Free borrowing a police car.
Free handcuffs. Keep going.
Free. Oh, handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
Probably what we're talking
that,
about.
Yeah.
Right.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I want to say hi to my son, Corey, who just called me a few minutes ago, and he said, hey, can you say hi to us? We're out cruising around. So Corey, his pal Keith, and his buddy Sam, they're out
trying to buy his son's love.
Driving around. Yeah. Yeah.
Free love. Free
okay,
son love.
Stop music for a second. I know exactly what's going on here. Corey, Corey right now is in the car,
yeah.
And he said...
With Keith and Sam.
With Keith and Sam.
You guys.
He goes, hey, Keith, hey, Sam, my dad is a big radio guy. Okay. He's on, and I can turn on the car radio, and you're not going to believe it. I can get him to say hi to us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of clout that I
and
have.
He did. Yeah.
Except here's what Corey didn't expect for his buddies to hear come out of the speaker.
Uh-oh.
Corey's dad's an idiot.
And drive carefully, Corey, please.
Yeah. I'm not sure they're not
driving.
Just setting an alibi. They probably just knocked over a 7-Eleven, and they wanted to get this on the clock
hey,
at a quarter after five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
That is great thinking.
Yeah.
They're not even in a car.
Uh-huh. No.
They're drinking
somewhere.
They're not
somewhere. Even in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that's a great,
oh,
you know
my
what?
Goodness.
Oh, man,
that's
you
it.
Fell for it. You're such a sucker.
Sorry, Dan.
Such a sucker.
Yeah.
No, your dad, Corey's dad is... Nah, never mind.
Hey!
Hey, think they'd like to hear Corey's dad's jingle?
Oh, yeah,
oh you know
yeah.
What? Better yet, Corey.
Hey, Corey's
better,
jingle.
Yeah, better yet, Keith and Sam. Corey, what Corey didn't tell you is that Corey Strauss has his own jingle. Honest to goodness, stop the music. Stop the music. We're going to play Corey Strauss's jingle.
Okay.
Oh, and Keith and Sam. Now they're going to
turn
it up, guys.
Now they're going to. Here, you ready?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Corey Strauss.
Now that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's cool too.
We got to give Keith and Sam their own jingle.
We don't know their last name.
Well,
we
just
know
Keith and Sam.
Keith and Sam. That's a great
good,
idea. That's
good.
A great idea. Here we go.
Keith and Sam.
While we're doing that, could we give Steve Pope a jingle?
No.
Okay.
You already got free
you already
stuff.
Got all
I
your
do,
stuff.
Yeah.
I think you've already given him more than a jingle,
if you know what I mean. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. He's done a lot of work with the St. Charles County Police, the sheriff, the city. He's tight with them. Rat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Steve Pope, how you doing?
Oh, that is sweet, Terry.
And Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
And our Steve is not, he's off today, he's not here, but how about Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah!
Thanks, Keith and Sam's last name, Flack.
Well, too late now.
Yeah.
Are they brothers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are married.
I hope so.
No,
they're brothers.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, what?
You know,
we don't know,
where are
do
the
we?
Chicks?
You maybe,
don't know.
Maybe they're married and they're trying to introduce Corey into their lifestyle.
Oh.
Or Corey's introducing them.
A three-way.
Maybe they're having a Corey sandwich.
Uh-oh. And she's going to ask for this
new
favor
jingle.
Again.
Corey sandwich.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, call your dad and him say hi to us. No.
No, I like Corey. I think Corey's a... We like Corey more than we like you.
Yeah.
This is a huge announcement, and it has to do with T.R. Hughes. I have not made an appearance or been anywhere for literally, it's 2 or 3 years. I just don't do that anymore. It's just not something that I do. But these T.R. Hughes people, I mean, they have been so instrumental in making this show possible, in making the yard sale possible, in sponsoring Mike Evans, that I, when asked, said, absolutely, I will be at St. Andrew's. May 1st.
That's for $57,000.
May 1st, from 1 to 3 o'clock, you know where St. Andrews is. That's a beautiful,
oh, hey, yeah, God,
what a beautiful
this.
Development
it's
that
wonderful.
Is.
Wonderful.
That's a Sunday, so you might want to mark your calendar. Come out and say hello. And really, all I'm going to do, I'm just going to greet people, and I think I got some golf carts. If they'll turn me loose with the golf carts, take some of you folks around in the golf cart and show you some of what T.R. Hughes does so well at St. Andrews. Now, for you villa shoppers, the Whitegate Villas, almost sold out. So I'm going to give you the website again. You go and check on Whitegate Villas, see where they're located, and get directions. The displays are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All they have left are the inventory homes, or what we call display homes, and they start in the 190s. So, and you get 1 year's paid association fees on the remaining home sites. So that's Whitegate Villas. That's in O'Fallon, Missouri. And just make a little note on your calendar. I hope the weather's nice. If you're out running around, come on by and just say hello. Be there for 2 hours, 1 to 3, St. Andrews. And that's off Zumbel. You get off Zumbel, you make a left on West Clay, and then I think you make a right on, I think it's Stewart. Does that sound right? Is there a
maybe,
Stewart?
Maybe.
Something like
that.
You'll find.
Sure.
You'll find. We'll give you directions way before May 1st, but it's right up in that that neighborhood. TRHughes.com is their website. All right. We mentioned the dress, Judy Garland's Wizard of Oz dress. This to me...
My, people come and go so quickly here.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's true.
KTRS for you. It's blue and white gingham. 1939. How does material not rot? I guess they preserved it or...
Keep it out of the sunlight, I guess.
Kept it out of, kept it in a controlled environment. It is on display right now at Bonhams and Butterfield. That sounds like an expensive place, doesn't it? That's, where is Bonham and Butterfield's? Up in New York, probably. Is that London? I bet that's London. It's going to be auctioned, I know that, in London, April 26th. They say 50 to 70,000. I'm going to go ahead now and say, if that dress brings less than $250,000, I'll be surprised. Jack Ruby's gun, for goodness sakes, that he shot Lee Harvey Oswald with, brought $100,000.
And didn't the last couple of years the Cowardly Lion outfit get auctioned off?
Yeah, and I just think that seems low to me. She was 17 when she wore it. That's hard to believe. Because she sure seemed older.
So there probably aren't any stains on this dress.
Oh. What?
Well, if she's only 17, there's probably no stains on this.
Yeah, wait a minute.
From the lollipop.
You think she looked older?
Yeah, I thought she seemed.
Well, she was supposed to be more like.
She was like supposed to be like 12.
Or 12. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still think she looked like a 20-year-old trying to be 12. I don't know, just the her maturity, but that's that showbiz thing she got from her mother. 1939, which, as we said before, 27-inch waist. So, ladies, if you're thinking about buying it to wear it, you better have a 27-inch waist. That's a pretty small waist, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
27 inches.
There you go.
It's hard to believe, but at one time...
Let me put this up here.
It's actually hard to believe, but at one time, we had 27-inch waist. Yeah. I mean, we were
11 or 12 years old, probably.
In the crib.
When the doctor pulled you out. Look.
This is such a great story, folks, and we talked about this a little bit off the air, Terry and I did. Why has nobody done this till now? Because you have every right to do it. There is a guy, a farmer, and he has written in his will that he wants to leave his body to be eaten by wild animals.
Now you're trying.
This is beautiful.
Oh, here we go.
He wants his remains to be devoured by animals after he dies. Now listen to this. Here's a quote. He says, P.S., make sure I'm dead.
I can't hear Frank for that.
Sound. In his will, it says, I've decided to give my body to wild animals when my life on Earth is over to show that I had given my life for them. One of my greatest wishes is to throw a feast for the wild animals with my own body.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Animals have to eat.
Yeah. You're dead. What do you care?
Yeah, turn that off.
What a weird deal.
Don't turn it up. Turn it off.
Well, this hey, this is a democracy. I think we all want it turned up.
Yeah, I think so. Ooh, listen to that one.
Bones.
What are they working on?
I think they're in your skull.
Yeah.
I think they chewed his skull. Leave my body to wild animals. That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, Petco has decided to yield to the demands of PETA.
Oh, no.
And Petco will now no longer sell any birds. Parakeets, parrots, macaws, cockatoos, no more.
What?
Because the people for the ethical treatment of animals were boycotting Petco, and they said, we'll end the boycott. And they've been doing this for more than 2 years. And a spokesperson for PETA says large parrots and other big birds make terrible pets. Maybe it's not parakeets. It's not. It's bigger birds. They make terrible pets, and they can outlive their owners.
Well, I don't get
so can a horse, so can a dog.
We got a bunch of tree-hugging hippie guys.
Any one of us could die tomorrow, and our pet would outlive us.
They're not going to sell. You know what? That's a good point.
That's
what if an old person gets a puppy?
No, even us. Right now, any one of us, for any reason, could drop dead tomorrow, and therefore our pet has outlived us. That's stupid.
They will not. Here's what they won't sell now. Parrots, cockatoos, macaws. Uh-oh.
Macaw. He's for sale there?
Wow.
Not anymore.
And similar birds will no longer be sold. Once the existing stock of birds is gone, they're not going to sell anymore. Now, Petco denies that the boycott hurt their sales. Well, wait a minute. If the boycott didn't hurt your sales,
why are you
not going to sell birds anymore?
I don't understand that.
Now, I don't understand the part about where they say they make terrible pets.
Who are they to say that? Because I know two people who have large birds like that, and they're tremendous.
They love
pets, according to them.
Oh, man. There are some people. The birds, they're crazy about birds. So to say they're terrible pets is kind of weird.
Have we heard from, I haven't heard from PETA on this cat hunting thing in Wisconsin?
Oh, it's getting shut down.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's getting shut down.
They're going to stop hunting cats?
Well, they were trying to pass legislation, but it got a...
I can't believe we haven't seen PETA on television every night.
Well, yeah, in a couple states it's legal, so why aren't they up there protesting?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That never saw the light of day, and I don't know if it should or not. Guess what TV show is about to enter its 18th season next year? My favorite, Cops.
It's 18 years.
Now, if they run 20 years, they're only a couple of years away from tying Gunsmoke and the Red Skelton Show.
Wow.
Now, what do you think is the one TV show that they still have a long way to go to match that's been running for 37 years?
I got to guess.
All right, go.
Meet the Press.
No.
60 Minutes?
60 Minutes.
Ding!
No, no, that's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Meet the Press has been on since the early 50s or late 40s. 60 Minutes has only been on since, the late 60s.
Well, that would be 30-something years.
37 years.
That's
but Meet
said.
The Press has been on longer.
Oh, he didn't say that. Right?
I just said what show has been on 37 years.
That'd be
years.
The next one for them to catch.
Oh, I thought you meant what has been on the longest.
Well, I would think the fact that they mentioned 60 Minutes gives the impression that it's the all-time record holder.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I mean, Meet the Press has been on longer.
Yeah.
But they don't refer to it. They refer to 60 Minutes.
And the Today Show even has been on longer than 60 Minutes.
You know what? You're right. This is the reason that 7 years ago, you were the 1998
Tribute Champion, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Belleville, Illinois.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
That's getting kind of long.
Well, but every time you're right, you kind of recertify yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of recharge
a
little bit.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
I have a definition.
Ooh, that's nice.
You have a definition of what?
Of that 37-year deal. It's prime time.
Oh, primetime TV.
Yeah. Not Sunday morning stuff.
That would make sense. This is a story that involves Prince Charles. He's backing out of the castle driveway in his Range Rover, and he runs over the Queen Mum's puppy. Her favorite little corgi. Runs over it, kills it. And he is, oh man, he's distraught. He knows, and he's pacing and walking around trying to figure out, what am I going to do? How am I going to tell my mom that I ran over, I backed over her little dog with a Range Rover, and he's pacing and walking and kicking at the ground, and he kicks a bottle. And there aren't many bottles lying around in the old castle yard. That's pretty well maintained. And a genie comes out. And the genie says, Your Highness, I'm a royal genie. What would you like? You have one wish. He says, oh, there's only one thing I want. And he holds up this little dead dog, lifeless dog. He says, this is my mom's favorite dog. Can you give it life? The genie said, well, I'm rather limited in what I can do. I can't do three wishes, I can only do one, and I only have so much power. I'm not like these genies that can just do anything. Let's take a look. Let's have a look at that dog. Because I only have so much genie strength. The genie looks at the dog, holds the dog, and says, shakes her head, says, no, I'm sorry, there's nothing. I can't bring that dog back to life. He says, you must, it's so important. It's the Queen's dog. She says, no, I can't do it. What else? What else can I do for you, Prince Charles? He says, well, I just got married to Camilla. Are you familiar with her? And the genie says, no, I've been in a bottle. Well, Prince Charles reaches in his wallet and he takes out a picture of Camilla. And he says, all right, here's the other wish. If you can't bring that dog to life, you do remember Diana. She said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. She was beautiful. He says, all right, here's my wish. Can you make Camilla as pretty as Diana? And the genie takes a look at the picture and says, let's take another look at that dog.
The fabulous showrooms at both Hearthside Grill and Fireplace locations are blooming with new 2005 top-of-the-line grills at great prices. From natural gas and propane to charcoal, Hearthside carries only the best names in grilling. Weber is the standard bearer of grilling excellence since they first introduced the kettle charcoal grill in 1951. If your grill is on its last leg, stop by Hearthside for a new Weber Gold charcoal grill. For one of those who love grilling with charcoal but hate the weight, the Weber Performer's gas ignition system lights the charcoal for you. Or step up to the ultimate level of grilling sophistication with a new 2005 Weber Platinum Series gas grill. In stock now. And for a limited time, all remaining 2004 Weber gas grills are on sale. Get a great deal plus a 20-pound propane cylinder with each 2004 Weber gas grill sold. Stop by either Hearthside location at 418 South Belt East in Belleville or at the Wilkie Builders Mart in Shiloh today.
Hearthside Grill and Fireplace, the heart of the home.
532 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Karen. We got problems this afternoon. Southeast 70 north of Dorset, an accident. Traffic is jammed there. Eastbound 270 is lined up from the Rock Road all the way to 170. An earlier accident there has been cleared. Westbound 70, slow going as you approach 370 out to Mid Rivers. Westbound 40, slowing Kings Highway through Hanley. There's an accident in the left lane. Westbound 40 near Hanley. Southbound 55, a little heavy at 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Orkin. Don't let termites eat away at your biggest investment. Orkin offers free inspections to help prevent termites from eating you out of house and home. And remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
Bow Portland Ford. When the best deal is what you're looking for.
Go to Bow. During our showroom spotlight on savings. Look for dramatic savings on all 2005 Escapes. Take your pick. Find the MSRP. Then subtract $5,300 off any 05 four-wheel drive Escape. Select from over 26 available. All at a savings of $5,300 off MSRP.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow. Boyfriend Ford.
We're spotlighting savings on any 05 four-door Explorer 2 with savings of $8,250 off MSRP. And 05 Expeditions are marked down $11,000 off MSRP. We're even spotlighting pre-owned vehicles. Shop a special selection of 2004 Volvos. Each is handpicked for value and priced below Kelley Blue Book Retail. It's Bo Voigtman Ford Showroom Spotlight on Savings going on now. Pricing includes all applicable rebates. Manchester Road just east of Clarkson or online at GoToBo.com.
Go to Bo!
You gotta go to Bo!
Go to Bo!
Bo Voigtman Ford.
Homeowners, are you behind on bills, deep in debt, tired of hearing no from other lenders? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 and hear yes instead.
As a loan officer at American Equity Mortgage, saying yes is a big part of my job, even to people with less than perfect credit.
American Equity Mortgage makes yes simple and fast. You can apply on the phone, in person, or at AmericanEquity.com. Get approval in hours and close as fast as 1 week.
American Equity Mortgage wants you to have the money you need right now. We can help you pay off those high-interest credit cards and save you hundreds of dollars every month. It's easy. Just say yes to American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, and we'll say yes to you.
American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
The hardest thing as a coach is letting the players play. It's tough because you tend to think that you are the supreme controller of all things big and small, where when it comes down to it, it's how comfortable they are out there, how well that they're performing. You know, it's because the ball rolled one way rather than another. It's because of 2 inches to the left. And it's nothing that you can control. You just have to let go and let it be, whatever it might be out there. You have to be comfortable with it.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone?
I go for it. And like when I run on the treadmill at the gym, I run 6 minute miles. To see people's face next to me and I'm like sweating and I'm a mess, you know? But once I'm done, I walk away and I hit the sidewalk and the sun would hit my face. I'm not only in my comfort zone, but I'm the ruler of my comfort zone. And no one on the sidewalk feels that good. You know, I can solve all their problems. I might run home from here now.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history. And we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide, so if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Now, an important message from the Siteman Cancer Center at Barnes Jewish Hospital and Washington University School of Medicine. Is your voice often hoarse? Do you have problems swallowing? Have you noticed a lump in your mouth or neck? It may be nothing, or it could be a symptom of something more serious. Find out at a free head and neck screening Saturday, April 16th, 2005, from 8 to 11:30 a.m. at the Siteman Cancer Center on the Barnes Jewish Hospital campus. If you are a smoker or former smoker, or if you've used chewing tobacco or alcohol, you should be screened. The screening evaluates symptoms to determine their cause. Screenings will be performed by Dr. Ravindra Upaluri and other Washington University ear, nose, and throat specialists. Don't miss this free head and neck screening Saturday, April 16th, from 8 to 11:30 a.m. at the Siteman Cancer Center. The screening is free, but reservations are required. Call 1-800-600-3606. That's 1-800-600-3606. The Siteman Cancer Center, looking ahead to put cancer behind us.
Right now at Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, lease a 2005 CTS for as low as $299 a month. For qualified buyers, see store for details. Bomarito Cadillac in St. Peter's, where price sells Cadillacs.
The Vincent K. Blair Agency specializes in individual and family health insurance. For honest answers from a local agency, call 961-7777 or VincentKBlair.com.
Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living living environment. So bring your dreams and save at the all-new Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley at Highway 40 in Boone's Crossing.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world and in every port.
Hey, what, this next guy, if they didn't have that 26-year-old cutoff, he could be the next American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You got that right, homie.
There's no doubt about it. And he's brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder, but it goes beyond just St. Charles County. Wherever they build, this is a builder to pay attention to. And how about their website? You can start by paying attention to that, trhughes.com. Give it up for America's real idol, radio idol,
oh,
Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the Michael Jackson trial, it reached an all-time weirdness today. The accuser's mother took the stand but invoked the Fifth Amendment, protecting herself from self-incrimination.
What?
Yeah, how can you believe anything a person like that would say?
Now he'll get off, I think.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Invoked the Fifth Amendment, first thing that they did. Pop quiz, are you ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio is a fanatic about his hobby. Is it golf, baseball, bicycling, or bowling? Hey, I told you 1 month ago today that Britney Spears had all of a sudden stopped smoking pot and cigarettes and drinking. I said, to me, that's enough. She's got to be pregnant. I'm sure she'll finally admit it to us sometime down the road. That was 1 month ago today.
You nailed it.
Yep. Yeah.
The old girl really needed a good milking.
Oh, shut up, Paul.
That's exactly why you're at the other station. I mean, to deny, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, okay, I am.
I know.
Pregnant.
Hey, did you see American Idol last night?
I missed it.
I saw parts of it. I saw Constantine and
I heard Constantine did very well, and Carrie forgot some words.
Carrie picked a bad song.
What?
I thought she was great.
I thought she picked
Here's my bottom three.
Okay.
Scott, Nadia, Bo Bice.
Wow. You know what? Anthony? I think Anthony will be.
Anthony did good.
Okay.
Did he?
I thought he did really good, better than usual.
Hasn't that Von Zell been in the bottom three the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, she did good, too, though. The producers, this is bizarre, the producers worry that maybe the words leaking out that Anwar's gay might unfairly hurt him. Well, why would that hurt him? I mean, I think, you know, we're in the 21st century. Hey, if Scott didn't get voted out, he was arrested for beating his girlfriend up.
Yeah.
I don't see why he... Look at Clay... Oh, that's right, Clay.
I'm surprised that Scott wasn't disqualified. I
am, too.
I think most of, and I mean this, I think maybe at least half of the males who participate in this could be gay. I mean, I don't know why that would be a big deal.
I don't think it is. You remember Michaela?
Yes.
Las Vegas?
Yes.
It's official. Michaela's going to make an appearance on the new Fran Drescher show. If it were, she'll be either the younger sister or a daughter of Fran Drescher. They say they might make her a long-term player in the show. I don't think the show will be a long-term show.
No.
Make that a little
more. What a perfect pairing, though.
Yeah.
But how irritating will that show be?
Oh, it's terrible.
Mom!
Oh, terrible.
Wow.
They start laughing together.
Oh.
It'll be a cackle session that we've never heard before. Scoop is that South Park creators are considering a new comic strip based on the new royal family called not Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall, but Prince Doofus and the Duchess of Cornhole. Wait, did you see the couple when they got to the church on Saturday morning? Did you see the way that they arrived?
No.
Oh, it was great. They showed up in a Camilla-drawn carriage.
No,
see what I did there?
Wait. We've got a problem.
Oh, Houston,
we have a problem.
Oh, boy.
That exact same line we're going to have to investigate was used today by Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got it. I think both of them Mike and Bill heard it on the Craig Cornett show.
Well, Mike would have been on
could
this.
Be.
Uh-huh.
You know, here's what I think happened.
Yep.
Mike, I think it's common knowledge. Mike does a morning appearance on a barely listened to radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But a few people listening, including Bill, he could have been one of the few. He heard it. He brought it here to our table.
Yep.
That's sad.
Is that where you heard it?
I've been using it all day.
That's sad.
Oh.
This is sad.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
TV News, the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, say that their reality show will be very different from other reality shows. They plan to remain role models on the show, and I'm quoting, not rude, ignorant skanks like Paris and Nicole.
And Serena's going to reveal that she's really a man.
Skank. Pretty strong skank.
Man.
Good.
Skank. They're friends, though. I think they said that just joking at them. And finally.
I think the prettiest William sister is Andy.
Yeah.
But it's a good word, skank.
Ooh,
it
skank
does, it does the job.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Skank.
Don't you feel bad about it?
It does the job.
What's Leo's passion? Baseball, golf, bowling, bicycling?
I say bowling.
I say bowling.
I say cycling.
Bowling.
I say golf.
Leonardo DiCaprio's passion, well, his prized possession is a autographed jersey worn by Lance Armstrong.
Again.
In his office of the War of the Tour de France. It is.
So which is?
Bicycling.
It's bicycling. I nailed it again. Where's my little thing?
We got to get to the bottom of this.
This is, you know what? This is
disturbing.
No, this is disturbing.
Can we get Bill on the phone?
For those who don't know what happened, Bill Cleveland, who said he had stopped stealing. Now, I think he went into rehab.
Kleptomaniacs have a problem, though. We've been with honesty.
Kleptomedians.
Kleptomedians.
We laugh. But I'm going to tell you, this is serious. This is serious, and it may be illegal.
Plagiarism.
The biggest laugh that Bill Cleveland got today, earlier, when he said they drove up in a Camilla-drawn carriage. That's funny. But then we hear Mike do it,
knowing that Mike
couldn't have heard Bill Cleveland.
No.
So,
very curious.
We're launching an investigation.
And even if he could have heard him, he wouldn't come up and then do the exact same thing.
You wouldn't think.
No.
You wouldn't think.
Wow. This is kind of embarrassing.
Maybe it's just two powerful comedic minds.
Same minds.
Hang on, I'm getting Bill on
the phone. That's possible. It is possible they both thought of that. But, nah.
Okay, Bill's on the
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome back to the show Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Bill, do you know why we're calling?
Having a clue.
Well, Mike Evans was just on. He did his segment.
Who is Mike Evans?
That's comedy.
Yeah.
That's comedy. He was doing his bit and talking about, you know, what's going on in the news, and he said, hey, did you see how Prince Charles arrived at the wedding? And he said it was in a Camilla-drawn carriage.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying Mike is stealing my material?
No. He couldn't have. He didn't hear you. He's in California. So we're just curious. We're not, this is just an initial hearing. We're not in trial or anything. Where did you get the Camilla-drawn carriage? And just be honest and lay it out there. People respect and admire honesty and forthrightness and all that.
Well, last night in the hotel room while watching CNN, I had nothing else to do.
And it was on CNN?
No, I was reading the little thing, that the blurb that flies across the screen at the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? The little scroll that rolls?
Yeah, but they wouldn't have.
So he's saying his...
No, that's where I got my... That's where I get the news stories.
Because
I didn't have the internet or anything else like that yesterday when I was in Nashville.
But where did the Camilla-drawn carriage come from? So you're saying it came from your mind?
Oh, yeah.
You made it up?
You know what?
Okay.
And it's possible, too, that this...
Yeah.
That is such a... I mean, you know how Camilla... Everybody's
pretty
been talking about... Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say that I have a great comedic mind, but I will tell you, on a handful of occasions when I'll talk about stuff, I'll see Letterman or Leno use the same or a pretty doggone similar joke later.
Wow.
I wonder if they're listening.
I just think a lot of things are very similar.
So you're sort of saying that Letterman
and
Leno steal from you.
This isn't the first time you've accused me of
stealing things. No, we're not accusing you of stealing. We're trying to get to the truth.
We're doing discovery.
And it sounds, it sounds like the truth is two people came up with the same exact joke. That's what it sounds like.
Why is that such a big deal?
It's not. Mike said he's been using it all day. So.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
No.
Oh, you think I took it from Mike Evans?
No.
No, no. Oh, no. We would never say that.
No.
Is he even on in Nashville, Tennessee?
I don't know.
Mike Evans?
I think. I don't know.
Oh, I don't
I
either.
Don't know.
I don't.
Well, you're free to go now.
All right. That was a great discussion.
You're free to go. Goodbye, Bill.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Guilty!
Oh, man.
We're not saying who. We just know somebody's guilty of something.
Now, you know, when he said, is he even on in Nashville? Like he didn't know.
I was a dick.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No.
It just doesn't
matter.
We
got to laugh at it twice.
Yeah. We got to joke two times. Two awkward moments. We've had a couple of awkward moments here today.
What's now, we're in trouble if Reggie joins us and says, oh, we are in real trouble.
Reggie comes on to the middle of John.
Look at him. Look at him. Let's talk about, Johnny Johnson died. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's the legendary Johnny Johnson. But you know who's still going strong is Chuck Berry. I think you recognize this Chuck Berry song right here.
Well, you can
turn
it
hear
up
it.
Just a little.
Turn my headphones up. Yeah, I can't hear
Hold
it.
Hold on. I'm working.
Chuck Berry, Argosy Casino, Alton, May 6th, one show only, 7 o'clock.
You guys hear it?
You know what, I guess my headphones are on.
Yeah, they're right.
I couldn't hear it. I think they're fixed now. Chuck Berry, in concert May 6th, 7 o'clock, one show only, not gonna last. Tickets are not going to last long for this. Maybe sold out already, I don't know. You'll know when you call 1-800-711-GAME. 1-800-711-GAME. Chuck Berry. This is like the fourth appearance, I think, this last year or 2 years. So if you didn't see him before and you thought, oh, I missed my chance, no, you didn't. May 6th, you have another chance. And we always try to impress upon you that if you haven't before, you really ought to try that Outfitters Grill and the Captain's Table Buffet. Some good eating over there. Make a whole night of it. Go win yourself about $50,000, too. Concerts are much more enjoyable when you're sitting there with 50 grand in cash. That makes for a good evening. Argosy Casino, Alton.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. As for the distinctive angular styling of CTS, let's just say it's sharper than the famous Wildean wit. Is it conceited to call CTS world class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2005 Cadillac CTS and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Are crabgrass and weeds taking over your lawn? Eliminate them now. Call Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care today. Professional people, professional products, professional results. Spectrum Lawn and Tree Care, 636-379-8811.
When you give to the annual Catholic Appeal, you are serving others, meeting the needs of our community.
We rejoice and we are blessed when we serve.
Serving in our parishes.
You help to pay my teacher.
Serving our youth.
You're teaching me that chastity is not uncool.
You're preparing me for the priesthood.
Serving those in need.
Thank you for helping me choose life. My baby thanks you too.
When we serve, we show we care. When we care, we show His love. In our work, His light shines bright. And we rejoice, and we are blessed when we serve.
I look at them as Christ, and I even ask that question to myself, is this you, Christ?
Please give generously to the annual Catholic Appeal, serving others.
At Seasonal Concepts, save up to 30% on porch and patio sets, umbrellas, conversation groups, and much more for the outdoors. Seasonal Concepts Spring Sale, going on now.
553 at the Big 550. Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Where are you flying?
Right now I'm over the east side, Karen, and we have some slow going on the west, on the Missouri side. Westbound 40 is a mess. There's an accident. Westbound 40 just west of Hanley. The left two lanes are blocked, and westbound 40 is jammed from Compton, which is east of Grand, all the way through Hanley Road. On eastbound 40, it's flowing for a look from Lindbergh to Hanley. South 270, south of Dorset, an accident in the right lane. That traffic jammed north of 70 near the Rock Road. Eastbound 270 jammed west of 370 to 170. An earlier accident there has been cleared. Downtown, it's all thinned out on the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is service of Captain D's and the new Jumbo Chicken Tenders. Savor their big, delicious flavor alone or combo your chicken tenders with fish or shrimp. A complete meal with fries, hush puppies, and a drink. $3.99 only at Captain D. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Frank.
There goes Paul. This Jim Holder will be here in just a little bit. We have Roger who's been holding, and I don't think he should have to hold any longer. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you. Good.
And real quickly, just have a real quick little question. See if you know the answer to this.
Okay.
What do sex and playing bridge have in common?
Sex and... It's not really a joke. What is sex and playing bridge? Because, see, I don't know how to play bridge, so I don't know.
Well, I think you'll get the answer. The answer is, if you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand.
I don't get it.
I don't.
Anybody get it?
No.
Good hand. Not at all.
If you don't have a partner, you better have a good hand.
H-A-N-D. See ya.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say?
You know... A lot of times people's minds, they go directions ours don't go.
Yeah.
I'm guessing maybe there's a dirty thought.
Dirty side a little bit. Well, maybe,
I'm thinking maybe there's some kind of dirty connotation.
How can a hand replace a partner?
I don't know. Oh, a hand replaces a vault.
If your hand is your only partner.
A hand and a vault.
I apologize to Roger. We just don't think like that. Our minds don't run that way.
No.
That causes us sometimes not to get things that I guess we should get. This would really kind of freak you out. There is a whale in the Delaware River.
Oh.
Holy cow.
How can that be?
Where the Delaware empties into the Atlantic Ocean, apparently that whale managed to get into the river.
Mm. And do they have to live in salt water, though?
Yeah.
Well, there's
and where does the water change
water.
From salt to fresh? How does that happen?
Yeah, I think there's
probably
a mixture
probably
right at the mouth of the river.
Can you see a couple of drunk redneck fishermen in a boat? Hey!
Holy cow!
Look at that thing! And nobody will believe them. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was the size of a building! Sure it was. A whale in the river. Now, see... That, to me, if somebody would transport in a big tank a whale and dump it down here by the arch.
That'd be awesome.
That would.
Now you got something.
Yep. All right. As I said, Jim Holder is on the way. I will be making a trip this week over to Newbold, Toyota BMW Scion, because a soon-to-be family member, this would be like future daughter-in-law situation, is... looking for a vehicle. And I said, I know exactly where to go for that. Now, I know exactly where I would send you to if you're looking for Toyota, BMW, or Scion. And that, of course, is Newbold Toyota, BMW, Scion. They have had, these last 2 years have been just unbelievable for Newbold. And I know you hear and you read, car dealers are having some trouble. Well, some are and some aren't. Some aren't having the troubles that others have. Why do you think that is? Maybe their selection and their service is a little better. Maybe they just try a little harder to do whatever it takes and make it work. Make the numbers work to put you behind the wheel of what you want to drive. And that's what they do over at Newbold. I'm a two-time customer myself, and I couldn't be happier with the service that I get over there. It's not just me. It's everybody that I've sent over there to Newbold feels the same way. So if you're shopping... And you're shopping, and you would consider Toyota, BMW, or Scion. If you don't know what a Scion is, it's worth the trip just to see that thing. It's pretty interesting. Very affordable. Great starter vehicle or second vehicle or college car. Newbold Toyota, BMW, Scion in O'Fallon, Illinois. 15-20 minutes from downtown. Here he is. We're giving a little extra time today because we usually cut him short. Jim Holder, how are you?
Frank, I'm well. I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
This is the Cadillac Sports Update.
And but first of all, I want to tell you this joke here. You know, let me ask you here. Yeah. You know how Prince Charles and Carmela arrived at the church for the wedding?
No.
Oh, this is good. That's very funny.
You have any idea?
Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know, Carmela, Draw, and Carrie.
Wow, yeah. Jim, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
Did you make that up, Jim?
Oh, yeah. So I forgot to tell you, last night it was pretty ugly. Weather right around this time, and this is the time normally we are barbecuing.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, decided to go ahead, throw some brats on the grill, and all of a sudden we're out there grilling, and it's hailing.
Oh man!
Raining like hail on the
brats.
On the deck. So that may have been a first. This may have been a first.
Wow!
What manager, with your team up by a run, would walk Larry Walker to get to Albert Pujols with one out in the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it is.
I mean, yes, Tony La Russa.
He did it, and they pulled it off because Albert Pujols hit into a game-ending double play, and Cincinnati gets out of here with a split of the two-game series. They win it this afternoon, 6-5, and all six runs off of Mark Mulder, who has struggled really in his first two outings, but certainly it is early, so he is 0-1. The Cardinals back under 500 at 3-4.
I think Mulder's
tomorrow in Milwaukee for 3 over the weekend, losing this afternoon 6-5. Frank, the Rams today, like all the NFL teams, got their schedule.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, hang on,
it's
Jim.
Kurt.
Yeah, hey, Kurt.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Kurt, we're busy right now. Good to see you. He's passing through.
Two games on the road. Open things up in San Francisco and Arizona with a meet with Kurt Warner Sunday, September 18th. Then they got the Titans at home on Sunday, September the 25th. Frank, this is the thing. Last year, there were 4 national games, 3 on Monday night, 1 on Sunday. This year, 1 Monday night on the road at Indianapolis, 1 Sunday night on the road down in Dallas in January 1, 2006.
Hey, so, 2 seconds.
Hey, have a great evening.
You too, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A surprising reversal on whether to let silicone breast implants back on the market by an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration. A day after saying no on one company's application, now the panel says yes to another. Live from Washington, ABC's Bill Greenwood.
Chuck, FDA advisors were persuaded that silicone breast implants manufactured by the Mentor Corporation are reasonably safe and more durable than older versions. But the recommendation to permit general sale of the implants must be approved by the FDA, which is not bound by the advisory panel's decision. The same panel had refused to let the rival Inamed Corporation sell its own silicone implants, Chuck.
Live from Washington, ABC's Bill Greenwood. Eric Rudolph pleads guilty to being a killer serial bomber, avoids the death penalty, but gets life in prison. The plea deal was sealed at Birmingham, Alabama, where Rudolph blew up a clinic that did abortions, and he admits bombing the Atlanta Olympic Park in 1996. As part of the deal, Rudolph told where he hid 250 pounds of dynamite in North Carolina, which law enforcers destroyed last week. U.S. Attorney Namias.
You may not appreciate how much dynamite 250 pounds is until you realize that Rudolph's bombs that caused so much devastation in Atlanta and Birmingham each contained only 5 to 15 pounds of dynamite.
U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, David Namias, in Atlanta, and Rudolph's 4 explosions killed 2 people, wounding more than 120 others. Thousands of medical labs around the world are destroying samples of a deadly flu virus, which was mistakenly included in kits designed to test a lab's ability to identify viruses. It was surprising to the labs, says ABC News Medical Unit Advisor Dr. Kwame Fouché in Boston.
Some places received the virus, and the reaction was kind of shock. One researcher said it was an oh moment when they discovered that they were working with the H2 virus.
You're listening to ABC News.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Gary, I booked a hotel in San Francisco for Sally's wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Travelocity had a 4-star for $199 a night, and Orbitz also had one for $199, but Hotwire had a 4-star in Union Square with a pool.
So we're not staying with your parents?
For just $101 a night.
$101? Yes! No parents, no mothballs, no seeing your dad in a bathrobe. Hotwire.com. Log on and get a great hotel for less.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Tonight, two big NBC events. First,
investigating the Da Vinci Code. Could Jesus have had descendants? And has that secret been kept all these years?
All the signs and symbols are currently in place. The end of days.
The premiere of Revelations, the ultimate battle between good and evil, is here. Two big NBC events, Secrets to the Code and the premiere of Revelations, plus all new Law & Order tonight.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Hoseworth, KTRS News. FBI agents are assisting Festus police in investigating an afternoon robbery at Ozark Federal Savings and Loan. It happened in the 400 block of West Main. No reports of injuries. Festus police telling KTRS News the suspect escaped on foot with an undetermined amount of money. The suspect described as a black male, about 5 feet 6, 25 years old. No injuries are reported after an afternoon armed robbery. Denny's on Olive, Creve Coeur. Police Sergeant William Funkhauser tells KTRS News the suspect began to pay his bill, then displayed a handgun and demanded money.
We are aware that another Denny's restaurant in the St. Louis area was recently robbed, and we're looking into any possible connections with that robbery.
Funkhauser describing the suspect as a white male in his mid-20s. He escaped on foot with an undetermined amount of money. The president of KCI Construction Company is dead after an overnight accident. Lee May Ferry and Hoffmeister, St. Louis County Police say 53-year-old Richard Grebel's Tahoe slammed into a utility pole at about 12:30. Grebel pronounced dead at a local hospital. Police say the medical examiner's office is currently attempting to determine the cause of death. While Democrats say repealing the estate tax will benefit the wealthy, Columbia Congressman Kenny Holtzoff says it will help farmers and small business owners. Holtzoff says he cited a central Missouri lumber business during a speech today on the House floor.
Spending $1,000 a week, $52,000 a year to purchase term life insurance, the proceeds of the policy to pay the federal government when the owner of the business dies.
Holtzoff tells KTRS News that is real money that otherwise could be used to hire more workers or buy more equipment. The House passed the bill, the vote, 272 to 162. Two local Democrats blasting President Bush's Social Security proposal. University City State Senator Joan Bray and Florissant Representative Clint Zweifel have introduced resolutions opposing the privatization of Social Security. The Rams will be opening the 2005 season with divisional road games at San Francisco and Arizona before the September 25th home opener against the Titans. KTRS Sports Director Jim Holder.
St. Louis Rams with one Monday night game. That'll be at Indianapolis on October 17th. The St. Louis Rams with one Sunday night game, and that will be against the Dallas Cowboys January 1, 2006.
The Rams in November will play the Houston Texans for the first time in team history. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. The Doppler 5 forecast from meteorologist John Fuller. Clear tonight, our low down to 40, and tomorrow sunshine with a high of 65. It's 58. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 6:06, you're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored tonight by Midwest Bank Center. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. And they just cleared that accident westbound 40 west of Hamley, but the jam is already in place. Westbound 40 jam east of Grand all the way to Hamley, and then it's moving pretty well out to 270. Eastbound 40 also slow west of Lindbergh to Hamley. Westbound 70 sluggish approaching Mid-Rivers and 79. South 270 south of Dorset, an accident being cleared. That traffic slowed north of Highway 70. Eastbound 270 still heavy near McDonald Boulevard to 170, and on south 270, or rather northbound 270, right lane a little sluggish at Page. This report brought to you by tonight's Billy Graham TV special. Don't miss Billy Graham tonight as he shares a special message of hope and find out how to have true peace in a world of uncertainty tonight at 7 on KMOV Channel 4. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We're growing to serve you. New locations in Winghaven, De Pere, and Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
I am waiting for the light to shine.
One of America's best loved stories and one of Broadway's best musicals come together in the Deaf West Theater production of Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Deaf and hearing actors join to create a joyous spectacle of sound and silence that has been called magical and groundbreaking. heartbreaking. Journey down the mighty Mississippi in this rousing adaptation of the Tony Award-winning show that combines gospel, blues, country, and Cajun music.
Look out for me.
Don't miss Big River, direct from Broadway.
Mystery.
Now on stage at the Fox Theater through April 24th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Don't miss Kid Night on Broadway, April 20th. Good seats are still available at the Fox Box Office and all MetroTix locations. 314-534-1111 or online at MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Take control of your diabetes and contact Dr. Janet McGill from the Washington University School of Medicine. She's conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 314-362-8614. To qualify, you must have type 2 diabetes, be between the ages of 18 and 78, and be taking either Avandia or Actos to control your diabetes. Call Sarah at 362-8614 to learn more about this diabetes research study. If you qualify, you'll be required to make 6 to 7 visits over 24 weeks. You'll receive physical exams, glucose meter strips, lab tests, and all study-related medication at no cost, plus free parking. Call Sarah at Washington University at 362-8614 to participate. There's a small reimbursement for your time and travel. Again, Washington University School of Medicine is conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 362-8614. That's 362-8614 to schedule your appointments today. Call 362-8614.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from Rolling Ridge Nursery and co-host of Inside Out here on KTRS. I'm here to suggest that when you buy grass seed this spring, why don't you buy the very best? Insist on Pennington's pen-coated seed. All grass seed is not the same. Pen coating is a seed treatment that coats each seed with a fungicide to prevent decay and growth regulators that assure you of strong root development when it germinates. Then an application of Pennington's Lawn Starter 18246 with micronutrients the same day will assure you your lawn is getting everything it needs for good health. That's right, I said the same day. There's no need to wait. Pennington pen-coated grass seed and Pennington Lawn Starter, they're simply the best for St. Louis.
You can find Pennington seed at Rolling Ridge Nursery in Webster Groves, Sunset Plantland in Sunset Hills, both Bayer Garden Centers in St. Louis and Imperial, and the Green Store in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Dad, we've never played this course before. How'd you know the distance over the greenside bunker on 17?
I'm wise, you know. I tried to tell you to hit 6-iron, not 7 on the last hole. Remember, father knows best.
Speaking of wisdom, the more I think about it, Dad, it's like you played this course before. What's the secret?
Okay, here it is. I just discovered the Fairway Guide of St. Louis, a CD-ROM for your home computer, and even your old man's state-of-the-art with the latest golf resource guides.
Tell me more about the St. Louis Fairway Guide.
It features over 70 public courses in the area, photos of every hole, tee to green, playing tips from the host professionals, scorecards, printable maps, all the tools you need to play the golf course for the first time. The Fairway Guide is invaluable. It includes over $1,200 in green fee coupons.
Wow. Now, how am I going to get my copy of the Fairway Guide?
It's simple. Log on to thefairwayguide.com, and for only $39.99, you can order yours today. Speaking of money, time for you to pay up, bud.
Oh, man.
When your air conditioner's broke, you've got to flip it. Now flip it. To the back. The white pages. That's where we're at. Carrier dealers, we're on the back. The white pages. Just flip it.
Call your carrier cooling expert on the back of the white pages.
Need extra cash for home improvements, college tuition, or an upcoming summer vacation? Call American Equity Mortgage now to consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. Call 314-878-9999.
The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
Is this Smooth Jazz 106.5?
I think
not
anymore.
You know what's so funny to me about that? Is I read the story about this radio station, Smooth Jazz. And I love this when it says the approach that they're taking. It's called 70s, 80s, whatever we want. That's what they play now. Being hailed as a radio station without a format. That's this place. We did it first.
Yep.
And then I really like this. It says
that the new format appeals to what research says adult listeners really want. They cannot do anything without research. They just can't, by the seat of their pants and gut instinct, say, let's try this. They got to do the research. Research doesn't always cut it, doesn't always let you know. So no more smooth jazz for you smooth jazz fans.
And some people, some very qualified people in the radio business, Rick Sanborn and Debbie Alexander, they let go of their entire staff, and now that they have a new format, these people have to come back in and apply for jobs at this place.
I don't get that.
that's wrong.
You know, it doesn't sound good for us to sit here and criticize another radio station, but I did see that, and I thought, wow, why would you have to reapply? You've been working there. They should know they either can use you or they can't. Oh, wait a minute. We reapplied.
Oh,
I forgot.
It's just crazy.
Billy Joel has checked out of Betty Ford. He's out of rehab. And I thought I had a tape of him saying, "No more for me, thanks," or something like that. Oh. I thought I had.
Yeah. No more for me, thanks. I'm a driver.
There it is. And he's now back at home with his new bride. I might mention Billy Joel is 55. His wife is 23.
Oh, man.
That's amazing. That's almost a
man.
Yeah, what could they have in common?
Really? Yeah, I'm sitting here just trying to think. What would he see in her?
Yeah,
I can't understand it.
You almost have to go without talking. Yep. Just do it.
What?
What?
I can't believe the way you think about women, about young 20-something. Just don't talk. That's disgusting, what you just said.
You don't respect women, Peon.
No, you sure don't. You haven't been paying attention. You'd think hanging around us, you'd learn
how to respect women.
Behave. This may be one of the all-time great stories ever. Unfortunately, it involves a death. That's the bad part. Nashville, Tennessee. You may have seen or heard this story. This woman had a lover that she was having an affair with. He was living in this couple's home in a closet for a month. She actually had her lover in the house in a closet, feeding him. And when her husband would leave, I guess he'd come out and take a shower or whatever. 1 month he lives there. The husband finally discovers him because he hears the, this is, I'm not making this up. He hears the guy snoring in the closet. And they had an altercation, and the husband is dead.
What's that
satellite
wire going into the closet for?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That is an incredible
story. Yes, it is.
That is.
That poor guy.
And it's a very nice house. Did you see it on television?
Oh,
it's a very nice house.
But the guy would probably have to sneak out to go to the bathroom. He'd have to sneak out of the closet.
When the husband was gone, she'd probably say the coast is clear.
Probably wear the husband's PJs and stuff.
But did he have to sit in there while the husband's home the whole time? And if he had to go, what if he had to go?
They said he's a very prominent businessman, and he wasn't home that much.
Oh.
They just, you know, get all your business done, you know, and then grab yourself a sandwich and a beer and go back in the closet.
And have an emergency bucket ready in the closet.
Yeah, they co-owned a company, a business that did background checks for apartment rental and job applications. I mean, they weren't, your scuzz bucket uneducated people. Man, that takes some guts.
The ultimate insult. This husband finds it. Here's this guy snoring, his wife's lover, snoring in the closet. Then the guy was nice enough or whatever to say, I'm leaving. I'm taking a walk. You get him out of here before I get home. He comes back home. The scumbag is still in his house, and the scumbag kills him.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Just not your day.
No.
Not your day, not your month. I want to say a happy anniversary. It was yesterday, the anniversary of Don and Carol Motzenbacher. I went to school with these two, and I spent a couple hours with them last night after the show. So they're big AM and the PMers, and happy 36th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm partially responsible.
You
or they're getting married. Yeah.
That's about how long have you been married? Like 34.
Whoa.
Yeah. How can you explain to us?
Did you stay in their closet or what?
No, he's the guy who let me drive his car when I was 15 and didn't have a driver's license so he could sit in the back seat and make out with Carol.
The same couple in there still.
Still together. Oh, yeah.
Did you drive him around last night and let him make out?
Yeah.
You old times day.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about that.
Or Don drove you around, you and Carol made out. Had a little spice to this thing.
Carol drove around.
We got some catching up to do.
Now, that's funny. That's comedy. That's comedy.
Three things in as many months from Dan.
I think that's all Dan had. I think he just depleted his entire...
for life.
Yeah, all
shot
the comedy.
Shot his wad.
Yeah.
What?
His brain.
Comedy wad.
My wife now cannot go to a Rams game. The Rams have switched from Coke to Pepsi, and she just will not drink Pepsi.
Really? That's all I'll drink.
Pepsi?
Pepsi, yes.
Well, then you'll love this news. The Rams, America's Center, that's what they're going to be serving now. Coke is out, Pepsi's in. How'd you like to be part of that battle when they're bidding for, you know that's got to be interesting.
A bunch of butt kissing going on there.
It just seems like about every 5 years, like, all right, now we're going to go with the other company.
Really?
I don't think it really matters.
I don't think a lot of people do what you do.
Huh?
Switch on and off?
I think in 5 years you're going to hear that they'll say, okay, no more Pepsi, we're back to Coke. That's what I'm saying.
They just keep playing one against the other.
Is that right?
You know they do. And can you blame them? We do the same thing.
I don't really care.
Can you imagine being a buyer for some place like Dierbergs and having these hundreds and hundreds of
just
different...
Just kissing your butt, begging, please. We'll do anything. Yeah. Give us this shelf. Give us this spot. Mm-hmm. Carry our product. That guy that sits back there and goes, oh,
I don't know. Or you see it again.
Oh, you know, and Dan, speaking of Dierbergs, I think the one area that has just expanded like crazy is wine.
Yes.
Have you noticed this?
Their wine selection is unbelievable.
Everything from every plate.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a wine cellar, store in itself. The thing that kills me every time I walk by it is the entire section of water. It's not just that we have bottled water, but now you got to pick which bottled water.
It's like a whole half a aisle or something, or a quarter aisle.
A whole half.
Half of an aisle.
You just canceled out your good joke.
Yeah, I know. I canceled one of them out.
Yeah, you countered humor with stupidity. All right. Reggie's going to be here in about 60 seconds or so, and when he comes to town, and he's trying to move here, he's doing his best to move here, he's going to need a dentist. He's going to need a good dental clinic. We're going to fix him up. We're going to be like welcome wagon.
Yeah.
When he gets here, we're going to have Thomas coffee for Reggie. We're going to send him to Dierbergs. He already knows about bandanas. We'll see if we can get him a home. Maybe he might want to live in a T.R. Hughes home. Ooh. I mean, extermination from Amco Ranger. We'll get him covered, and part of it will be Ballast Dental Care. He won't have to even think about where to go to get anything. We will be the Reggie McDaniel welcome wagon. Ballast Dental Care, it doesn't really matter what Reggie's dental history is or what he's had done or not had done or how long it's been since he's been to the dentist. It really, really is impressive when I get emails from people saying that they were scared to death that they were going to be embarrassed when they went. That's actually pretty sad. It's sad that you'd have to be scared of being embarrassed. They're professionals. They have seen every kind of situation. They've had people come in there who haven't been to the dentist in 20 years. There's a lot of work to be done. Sometimes if a patient is really nervous and scared, that's when sedation dentistry comes in. But please don't ever think that you're not going to feel welcome. You're there 10 minutes. It's like this has been where you've been going to the dentist for the last 20 years. It's where I've gone for the last 32 years. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Mm-hmm. We're going to Denver. Mm-hmm. Future resident of St. Louis area. I assume he still plans to move here. I know where he'll get his lights. Metro Lighting.
Oh, yeah.
How could he not? They make his presence possible every day. Metro Lighting and their 6 stores. And their website that they'd love for you to visit next time you're at the keyboard, MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, how close are we to the big move to St. Louis? Because I think you had said June. Well, heck, it's middle of April.
Actually, I was looking around May.
Ooh, Reggie.
Are you still on track for May?
I think I'm still on track. I still haven't found the replacement that I'm looking for, but I've found some replacements.
Mm-mm. Good.
You're still looking for TV stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're well connected in the TV.
Oh,
yeah.
We're all over TV.
So Channel 2 would be perfect.
Channel 2, I agree.
Reggie, you don't live here, but you can hardly turn the TV on that we're not on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You like Reggie around town.
Yeah. Reggie around town.
Hey, look here. I got a question for you, Frank.
Sure.
How did Prince Charles and Carmella get to the wedding?
I don't know.
In the Carmella drone carriage.
That's funny. That's funny. Keep on coming.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, I did, because, you know, Carmella Anthony plays for the Nuggets.
Right.
Yeah,
that's pretty original.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny,
good,
man.
Ridge.
That's
I made
funny
that
stuff.
Up.
That's funny stuff.
Wow.
All right, I believe you slacked yesterday and you didn't have a movie. But I think you promised that today you would.
Yes, I got one.
All right.
The Amityville Horror.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey, Reg, before you do this one, when do you see, or are you going to see it, The Game of Their Lives?
I see that with, actually, I see it with the producer, Phil Anschutz. That's my billionaire friend.
Wow.
He puts out the movie, so we're having dinner, and we're showing the screen, and that'll be on Tuesday.
You know that's a St. Louis deal. That's shot here. You know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
A lot of it shot here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a bunch of those guys on that team were from St. Louis. St. Louis is a pretty famous soccer town back then.
Back in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'll ask him about that, see what kind of background or inside information I can get from him.
All right, this is Amityville, what's it called, Horror 2, or what's the name of
it? Amityville Horror. This is a remake of the original.
Oh, okay.
This isn't a sequel.
What was the name of the original, just Amityville?
The Amityville Horror.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same name?
Exact same name.
Okay.
Exact same name. Right. In fact, the fellow, George Lutz, the one that who is depicted by Ryan Reynolds in this movie tried to sue them to keep them from making it. Because he's saying the publicity is just too much for him now.
What's his first name?
George.
Do you want to hear an interesting story about him? George Lutz?
Yes.
George Lutz, as a kid.
Here it comes.
He couldn't hold on to anything. He was dropping things and he'd trip and fall. Mm. And he had the nickname Lutz the Fumbler.
Okay. You know, you'd think they'd call him Lutz the Clutch.
No.
Yeah.
No. Lutz the Fumbler.
Lutz the Fumbler.
What the hell are you talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah, some people called him Lutz the guy who can't hang on to anything. That's comedy.
Power comedy, is that what that is?
That's called UCA in the business, Unexpected Comedy Approach.
Okay.
You think you're going to have one thing, but no.
Wow.
You have something else. Yeah. Go right ahead, Reggie.
All right. What happened was there was this house in Amityville, Long Island, true story, where the fellow, Ron DeFeo Jr., killed his mother and father, two brothers and sister.
He did that.
One day at 3:15 in the morning.
Now, did that really happen?
Yes.
Wow.
And in fact, he's still in jail now. He's still in jail now in Greenhaven Prison. Sentenced to 150 years. He walked upstairs and just proceeded to kill his father first, then his mother, then his two brothers, then his baby sister.
That's a bad move.
Why did he do that?
Well, he said voices told him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the prosecuting attorney, when they prosecuted him originally, said that he did it for his mother and father's insurance. But how he expected to collect insurance after he killed them they still ain't quite explained that.
Yeah, some of those killers don't think a little
very far ahead. No. Yeah, I'm gonna kill everybody and then I'm gonna commit suicide and I'm gonna get their insurance.
Yeah. But he said that the voices that he kept hearing in the basement told him to kill him.
Well, you know that Son of Sam guy had a dog talking to him.
That's right.
Right, so, right. He said the neighbor's dog was talking to him. But now, he went to prison, and a year later, they sold the house to the Lutz family.
Ah.
This was a man who married Kathy Lutz, who had three children already, two sons and a daughter. And during the course of 28 days in the house, their little girl kept being visited by an imaginary friend named Jolie. that all kind of strange things was happening around the house, and they ran out of it after 28 days.
You know, that Lutz had three daughters, and they were real promiscuous. They had a bad reputation, and they were known as the Lutz Tramps.
See what I did? See what I did there?
Yeah. You thought one way.
Yeah. What did I think? I thought you were going to say the Lutz whores.
See, I tricked you. I didn't say that. Yeah.
Reggie's lost.
You're changing your mind about moving here, aren't you?
I would.
Rapidly.
Yeah, I don't
believe. I don't get the Lutz connections.
No, you wouldn't does. You know, think that way. Go right ahead.
But anyway. That's the gist of the story. Now, the thing about the story is the Ryan Reynolds, who stars in it now, he's the one who played in Van Wilder. Mm-hmm. He also played in Blade Trinity. And now he's in this movie. And the special effects are done by George Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic.
They ought to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, is that actual house still standing?
That actual house is still standing.
And somebody lived in it?
In fact, another lady lived in it. They don't tell you about this in the story. Komati is her name, Dorothy Komati. And her son died mysteriously. And he lived in a room where the boy, the one who killed everybody, same room he had.
Is he the one who died on the toilet? No, that's Komati.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. See what I did?
You're getting hot now.
I'm hotter than fire.
You ought to run right down to the funny bone.
Yeah.
See, that was a great setup. That's what he knew what to do with it.
Well, we're actually out of time, so let's just Amityville Horror remake. How many ARDs?
Out of four, I give this 3.5.
I may have to see this. Do you need to see the first one to watch this?
No.
Oh, that's good. Here we go. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
I like good scary stuff.
Well, if you like good scary movies, you'll love this one.
All right, Dan.
Oh, bye, Reggie.
Oh, boy. I would love to be with you when you saw this movie. Oh. You get to screaming and grabbing and everything.
Popcorn trick.
Bye, the rest of y'all.
Popcorn trick. You can't pull that on her. She knows it. Nope. She knows the popcorn trick.
Why don't you go get some popcorn?
Yeah. She'll do it to you.
I brought my own box here.
What do you mean? What was that in the
box?
Popcorn box. Oh. I don't get it. All right, this show was not one of our this was not one of our best efforts. We know that. We apologize for it. Well, we'll do better tomorrow, we promise. Here's what you need to do. You need to make sure that you have some Germex handy just about everywhere you go. Now, if you're stopping on the way tonight, you're left work and you're still not home, you got to run into Dierbergs or run into Walmart, grab some Germex. It may not be on your list. You may have the regular stuff, but when you make that list out, just add Germex to it. A couple of Germex bottles. I'm telling you, once you use this stuff, it's very inexpensive, very affordable, very effective. You're actually going to feel weird if you don't have some around because your hand, you just feel cleaner and you get used to having it with you, and they make it easy for you to have it everywhere you go in very convenient 2-ounce little bottles all the way up to the family pump size Germex. Look for it and ask for it by name. Do not accept a substitute. You want the one made right here in St. Louis, distributed all over the world. It's the biggest seller in the United States, Germex, waterless hand sanitizer. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll be with us. Till then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.